It's time for high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. Tonight's live coverage is brought to you by
Minuteman Sewer and Drain, Omni, The Brokerage House, Brooklyn Plumbing Heating and Air Conditioning, Tom Coffee Soft Water, Jackson Public Schools, Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, Kelly Express Mart, Performance Automotive Northwest, Grimes Plumbing, Blue Ox Credit Union, Will Be Transit Mix, Form Energy Drink, AeroQuip Credit Union, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Farm Bureau Jenkins Insurance Agency, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, Alro Metals and Plastics, Trips Collision Center, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, Industrial Steel Treating, King's Equipment, and Double Chiropractic.
High school football is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. And online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, the professor, Brian Haynes in his season debut tonight. And, gosh, you couldn't ask for a better game to start the year for you, Brian, than the defending Division V state champions on the road visiting the defending Division VI state champions, Lima Christi Titans, and Pontiac Notre Dame Prep. The Irish and the Titans about to battle. And I'll tell you what, Brian, for all the things you think about the matchups and the schools and stuff, They're all wearing gold helmets, gold pants. It's a carbon copies of one another to look at them down on the field. Like, this looks like it could be just a back and forth clash.
Yeah, and Steve, what's neat is it's a big Lumen crowd already, you know. And sometimes it's a little late arriving, but not tonight. They're all here ready to go. But I'm seeing confusion in the faces because how many of them have gone to a Fighting Irish game where they're not rooting for the Fighting Irish?
Right.
They don't know what to do.
Some uncertainty on who you're rooting for. You got to make sure, again, the white jersey versus the green. The Titans will be wearing the home field greens. And we've got a couple a Titan player right now marching with the marching band and a cheerleader in there, too. I love it. It's just high school football at its finest. We're about to enjoy it. It's great weather. Little bit of a breeze out here, blowing the flags around at the top of the light post, but overall pretty calm and mild, and on the field it looks great. The temperature's not going to be too hot or too cold, just perfect for a nice high-level football tilt. Of course, the Titans coming in 0-1, which is not something we've had happen a lot for them, although I do remember a handful of years ago, they went 0-3 to start the year. I think they won every game after that and still took home the state championship trophy. Titans coming in on that loss, though. Last week, 20-16 on the road at Lombard Montini, in Illinois. And I heard that was one of the top 10 quarterbacks in the country that they were playing against that game and still had a chance to win it.
Yeah, I heard some Lumen fans even talking about him still as I was coming up to the booth about how good that guy was.
Yeah.
But, Steve, we've said this how many years. We know Lumen Christi cares more about what's going on in November than
sure.
Early. They're going to test themselves, and they always do, and tonight's another example, and it's going to be a great football game.
Yeah, you just like that these programs around the state are willing to put the Lumen Christi Titans on their schedule, too, knowing that that's going to be a bruiser for them. Travel all the way here, get ready to play on what's a great field and a great atmosphere, but against a great opponent. Lumen Christi is coming in having won three straight state titles, two in Division 7 and then in Division 6 last year. But six out of the last 9 years, they've won state championships. And the other years, they were there or in the semis. You know, they're familiar with playing good football early in the year so that they can play better football later in the year, and I think that's what's going on today. Their only loss last season in that state championship run was to this Pontiac Notre Dame Prep team, 28-24. So a four-point loss. You go out there with a little bit of a revenge need, desire, and they're going to have their chance.
Steve, I'm looking forward to you and I. This is our first time seeing Lumen this year. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in the past, we kind of come to these games already knowing what to, like, we know, okay, it was going to be Cadell Williams for a couple years and Lammers before that and Kari Willis before that. But now it's going to take, I feel like, a little more group effort time.
Yeah, I feel like this is going to need to be not leaning on any star power, but just playing good. Fundamental football, mistake-free football across the board. Not that they don't have guys. We've seen Amarion Clay run the football well in, you know, pickup time or rest time for Cadell Williams in the last couple seasons. We know they have dynamic athletes. They're just going to have to emerge throughout the course of this season. Like you mentioned, they lose Cadell Williams, who they had, you know, record-setting game in the state finals last year. They lose Timmy Crowley, who had been their quarterback for a couple years in a row. So you just kind of look to you know, make things happen with this crop of guys who, again, have been playing in the system for a while. They're familiar with the players. They know what to do. And I think they're going to come out here and play a solid football game against another really good opponent.
You mentioned mistake-free and fundamental football, and even though he's 100 yards from us, I'm pretty sure I heard or saw Herb Brogan's ears perk up at that comment. I think just hearing the words fundamental mistake-free football gets him excited, no matter who says it, even if it's the captain.
Well, and we got, you know, Pontiac Notre Dame Prep comes in 12-1 last year. Their only loss was, did I write it down? No, it's over here. Something Tri-Unity or whatever. Anyway, they went and beat Detroit Central last week 55-0. So they're coming in on a squash game, and Lumen's coming in on a loss. I don't know how that makes them react differently, but something to look at. And this Notre Dame Prep team is 1-0 against Lumen all time, and that was last week. So that's unfamiliarity with the programs from a playing standpoint, but I'm sure they scouted the heck out of each other, and I still think we're going to have a good game with some similar playing styles and comparable execution. I think that's what we're really looking forward to.
It's funny that you mentioned that. I just talked to one of the coaches over at Notre Dame, and he said, yeah, I'm not sure what to think about. You know, we're coming off this 55-0 easy game. Lumen was already in a dogfight. You know, that can go both ways there. But, hey, they'll settle it on the field soon enough.
They will do that indeed. Let's go ahead and take a 3-minute commercial break here on the pregame. When we come back, we'll get a little bit closer to kickoff. Lumen Christi Titans hosting the Pontiac Notre Dame Prep Fighting Irish at WKHM and online at WKHM.com. Dame Prep Fighting Irish.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Introducing Form Energy, the energy drink that delivers best-in-class taste using high-quality ingredients at targeted levels with only natural flavors, zero sugar, and natural caffeine derived from green tea extract. Form Energy is designed to provide the hydration and mental focus you need to reach even the most ambitious goals in great flavors, Grape Smash, Screamin' Freedom, Orange Fury, and Blue Blitz. Unlock your full potential with Form Energy. Available now.
Are you running out of hot water too soon? Hi, this is Matt Grams, Grams Plumbing. If you notice that you're not getting enough hot water in the mornings, it might be time for repair or replacement for your current hot water heater. At Grams, we specialize in hot water heater services and installations. Don't settle for lukewarm showers. Our expert team will ensure you have reliable hot water when you need it. Call us today at 517-748-7173 or online at GramsPlumbingCompany.com to schedule your appointment.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. Not to mention some of the best pizza in town. And now, enjoy $1.99 pizza slices and grab a two-topping pizza for $13.99. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations for your summer grilling needs. Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled location at Michigan and Robinson for quick, convenient customer service above the rest. Always shop Kelly Express.
You've created a cool indoor retreat. Now let Carrier provide the quiet, efficient cooling you can depend on all summer with a range of innovative cooling solutions to deliver premium comfort and energy savings. Carrier, proud partner of the Detroit Lions.
At Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, we're proud to celebrate 60 years of keeping your home comfortable. For six decades, our community has trusted us to deliver reliable service, and we want to take a moment to say thank you. Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, your trusted neighbor for 60 years.
Lammers.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. 5 FM and online. online at WKHM.com.
Live coverage tonight brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. They open drains that others can't. We're going to get the national anthem here in a moment. We'll take a two-minute break, and when we come back, we'll kick it off on WKHM next. Take a two-minute break, and when we come back, we'll kick it off on WKHM.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit.
Whether you're looking to consolidate debt, purchase a new vehicle, or cover unexpected expenses, Blue Ox Credit Union has you covered with our various Blue Ox loan options. Our team is dedicated to helping our members achieve their financial goals, and our new lower rates will make it even easier for you to take control of your finances. Plus, with our streamlined application process and quick approval times, getting the funds you need has never been easier. Don't let high interest rates hold you back from achieving your dreams. Visit BlueOxCU.org to learn more. Subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps a membership up where they keeps a membership up where they belong.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Farmers are the roots that anchor our great state. You serve as stewards of the land and nourish all of us with your hard work. The Jenkins Insurance Crew, your local Farm Bureau insurance agency. Thank Michigan farmers for what they do every day. When it comes to protecting your farms, they've been doing it for over 100 years. It's time to talk about how they can help you protect what matters most. Call 517-879-5171 or visit them online at jenkinsinsurance.com. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, and the teams have taken to the field to get ready for the kickoff here as the Pontiac Notre Dame Prep Irish will return to get things started here. Titans ready to kick off. And, you know, I think that's one of the things that Brian will most be interested to see as a replacement is the kicking game. We got so used to Mr. Automatic, all the different names we had given to him. And Selzar was reliably a fantastic kicker. Extra point was, you know, default. You were going to count on that 1 point. Can they replace that? I expect that they will. And getting ready to kick it off, Max Watusik.
No, Steve, it's going to be Wes Learned.
Oh, I looked at the wrong guy.
Yeah, Wes Learned, who wide receiver, defensive end, kicker. Wes is my jackknife, my Swiss Army knife.
Yeah, and he's, you know, he was lined up. Is he going to kick? Is he left-footed? A little change of pace for us to have him go with the left foot, Wes Learned. Nice high end over end. It's down to the 9 yard line and fielded there by Notre Dame Prep, and they are able to break a tackle, get into the second level, and now at the sideline all the way out to midfield before being taken out of bounds. So a really great return for the Irish there, and I think, are we going to get... We got Drake Roa.
Yeah, Drake, a senior, played 3 years so far for Pontiac Notre Dame. We're going to be calling that name a few times, I have a feeling.
Split out wide right now to the left, and they come right in and set up with a shotgun format, which, you know, I thought maybe we'd see a little similar offense, but I don't think we'll see Lumen in a ton of shotgun. They do hand off on first down, and the Titans smash him for a loss. That's a great start to the game. Ready for that one. Anthony Tartaglia on the carry. Titans stopping for a one-yard loss. Second and 11 from the 49 back in Irish territory. Now the snap. Quarterback looking to throw. Gets it out into the flat for Tartaglia. He breaks tackle at the 50. Stays on his feet down to the 41-yard line. So he'll be just shy of the first down line to gain. Third down and short for the Irish.
Steve, we're used to these Lumen games that when they're playing another good team, it feels like quarters just go so quickly because both teams just kind of ground and pound. Notre Dame said they were going to go up-tempo, and they're going to give us a hands full.
Yeah, and they're right back and ready to go. No huddle, essentially. And a handoff to Tartaglia for the short yardage situation. They stopped him short of that line to gain. No gain there, so fourth down and one now. This feels like a tush-push scenario, and I got so tired of hearing that on the broadcast last night for the debut of the NFL season. But, yeah, short yardage. They do go out of the shotgun again. Maybe looking to draw him off sides really quick here, looking to the sideline for a score for a play update. Sam Stowe, the quarterback, now gives the play. Tartaglia moves up next to him rather than the pistol, and they give off to a sweep to the right side. He's able to get the first down line to gain, and then some all the way down to the 31-yard line. Fourth and short, and they get more than they need. Tartaglia going to get them first and 10 from the 31-yard line in Lumen Christi territory with 10:23 to go in the first quarter.
And here they go, Steve. You don't get a rest.
No, right back to the line. Empty backfield. Still looking to throw. Has time, gets out into the flat. Again, open guy was Drake Rowe, who we just talked about on the kick return, and he's going to get pushed out of bounds down near the 26-yard line. Clay getting credit for the tackle, and they'll put it on the 27. He's second down and six for the Irish as they move down into Lumen territory. Now knocking on the door to the old red zone here with 9:49 to play in the first. So time is ticking, Brian, but they're getting a lot of plays in short time. Big shift on the line from right to left. Strong side left. Empty backfield again. Coming in motion. They're going to run a sweep across. And he tries to cut up field. They will stop him for just a short gain. Well-executed play, but the defense reacted. 2 yards on the play perhaps. Third down and four here for the Irish. So a third down situation again for Notre Dame.
Here they are again.
This time the running back, oh, they were in the backfield quick. He was able to elude them, gets the line to gain on that carry. Defender was right there and just couldn't make the stop. Looks like we got a new ball carrier on the play. It was Ben Lepardo, and he gets the first down. And we're at the 19-yard line now for Notre Dame in the red zone. 9:09 to play first quarter. First possession of the game for the Irish. Looking to throw out wide receiver screen. Pass is caught. Good blocking. Lepardo's going to walk it in. That was well blocked. That's a good play call, Brian. Out into just throwing a quick wide receiver screen and had helmets for every defender, and they were able to take it all the way into the end zone.
Yeah, you know, teams all the time say, hey, we want to play up-tempo and get going, but without some positive yards and guys that are ready to get up to the line of scrimmage, but they executed that masterfully.
Yeah, you could tell they looked confident and comfortable in that scenario, and the Titans will have to adjust. 8:56 to go first quarter, 6-0 Irish, and the extra point is up and through. And that's 7-0. First touchdown of the game for Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. We'll take a 1 minute break, 30-second commercial break, and kick it off when we come back on WKHM. 30-second commercial break.
Towing wants to thank Jackson and the surrounding counties for making us your one call when things go wrong out on the roadways. Living in this beautiful area can have its drawbacks from time to time, from car deer collisions to blown tires from potholes. Call 764-1921 to get you back to your busy life. We also do jump starts and vehicle lockouts, as well as vehicle relocations and equipment hauling. When things don't go as planned on the road, call Phelps Towing on Page Ave in Michigan Center, 764-1921.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. 101.5 FM and online at WKHM.com.
7-0 Irish out of the gate here. Pontiac Notre Dame Prep. Again, got to a couple of third down scenarios and even a fourth down, but they had the right play at the right time. We'll see what Lumen can do to adjust to that up-tempo pace, but not right now. They got to concentrate on being able to answer. It's a high chip shot punt, kickoff to the 15. It's muffed. Picked up, though, and hit and brought down at the 20. So back to return it was Aiden Gatewood, and he dropped it at first, able to recover, but nowhere to go on the return.
Yeah, and Steve, you mentioned earlier in the pregame, it is a little breezy up there, and it's particularly, and that kick was really high. That was almost like a punt.
Yeah.
And I think that made it tough for Gatewood to judge.
Titans break the huddle. Back to run. Now it looks like Sattler in the backfield. He's the deep back there. And he takes the handoff, works it out to the right side, got a step up the sideline. Looks like the Titans, no trouble answering so far. 40, 35, and brought down in Irish territory. And a huge gain by Sattler on first down. Senior running back Paul Sattler showing the long stride and getting a big gain for the Titans.
And if it weren't for the speed of Brody Sink for Pontiac Notre Dame, Sattler was out of here. And I'm only going to say this once because I feel like that's all we can. Cadell Williams, you know, that was a good run right there by Sattler. Cadell might have been in the end zone.
Yeah, that
so
was.
It's just going to be different.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Gassed it under center, hands off again, this time to Clay, and he's going to bounce it to the outside, into contact, down inside the 30 to the 29-yard line. And a first down, they get about four. Now we'll call it three, second down and seven here for Lumen. And, yeah, a little running back by committee more than they did last year. But that's nice to have fresh legs coming in back there. And also, you know, don't know what to expect as much on the defense. 8 minutes to play in the first, 7-0 Irish, but the Titans already flipping the field here. Sattler's the deep back under center is Gaston. In motion now, fullback dumping in. Fake it to him. Sattler tries to bounce outside and brought down for no gain, maybe a short loss. They will move it back and make it third and about nine now for the Titans.
And that was senior Owen Fulcher on the tackle, just kind of solo right there. Sattler avoids him. He might still be running.
Yeah, third and some distance here, 7:28 to go, and the clock's still running. Just first quarter here, brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. They open drains that others can't. Our presenting sponsor all year long. Also, thank you to Tom Coffee Soft Water.
Kind of personnel confusion right now.
Play clock at 10, and they're still in the huddle, so they'll get up to the line. They can get set quickly. I know that about the Titans. 5 on the clock. Gaston snaps. Pitches out to Clay. There's a defender in the backfield. He's able to elude that guy and get back to the line of scrimmage, but nothing more. So on third down, they might have even lost a little bit extra. Outside of the 30, they got 33? So after the huge gain, they've actually had negative yardage.
And they're at that area in the field where it's just kind of no man's land. You know, they're going to go for it, I'm guessing. Uh-huh. A punt doesn't really do you much, but you're not going to have a high school kicker go for a field goal from.
Yeah, and you just run your play you've got that you think gets you that distance. West learned in motion, rolling out. Gaston to throw, and it's knocked down at the line of scrimmage and incomplete. And right now, right away, Brian, that first run just kind of caught the Irish off guard. After that, they were in the backfield almost, so they're getting a good jump off the line here against the Titans offensive line, and a turnover on downs for Lumen Christie. See themselves with a 7-0 deficit and 6:18 to play in the first.
And that was big Owen Fulcher again knocking that pass down. He's been disruptive.
Titans need to get some disruption for this offensive possession now, as we saw the Irish march, and they didn't big play them all the way down. They had a nice return and then chunky yardage here and there, but they got a lot more field to work with here. They handed off on first down and finding a little room to run to the 35, maybe the 36. No, they're going to put it right on the 35, and that's Ben Lepardo on the carry for a short gain, second down and 8. Irish on their own 35 now. under 6 minutes to play first quarter. Shotgun. Lepardo in the backfield. Fake and throw into the slot for Dull. Drake Roa, and he's brought down shy of the 50, but a nice gain in the slot. Kind of slant, quick slant play out to the 48.
Yeah, Nolan Huff bringing him down for Lumen.
We could see on that play, too, Brian, was a trademark that you see from Lumen, that kind of progressive play calling where they ran that handoff play and then they faked the same play, showed you another wrinkle in it. Now it's Lepardo coming across on a sweep and hit immediately and brought down. Great tackle by the Titans.
Yeah. Contact, Jake. I see that 22 and I just think of Isaac Rayburn. That's kind of ingrained in my mind from the last two or three years.
I almost just said it, but Dick Contant fulfilling the numbers role there with a great tackle for loss. That'll make it second down and about 13 now for Prep from the 45 on their own side of the field. Back to throw, setting up a screen and hit immediately. 22-23 progressively. Broden Burgess making that tackle. And just read the screenplay, saw it coming, gets him for another loss, bringing up 3rd and 15 now for Notre Dame with under 5 to play first quarter.
Yeah, and a couple negative plays right there did slow Pontiac Notre Dame down a little bit. They weren't able to keep that rhythm.
Three wide, now back to throw again on 3rd down and throws it out into the flat, and it's incomplete. They did blow the whistle. I thought, man, he might jump on that. Almost a backwards pass, but they do call it incomplete. 4th down and 15, and the punt squad will come out now for the Irish. Intended receiver on the play was Lepardo out of the backfield again.
And after that kickoff with the high kick, I'm going to be interested to see this punt and see how Burgess handles this back there. He's going to have to be sure.
I like the size on Stowe, the quarterback for the Irish. He's good long. Looks like he is just a sophomore, though, so getting that experience in a game like this is going to be big for him. Missed on that throw right there, but they get a chance to punt, still keep the lead. Get it away. It's not good. Punt to the sideline. And it goes out right in the frame of the window, so I couldn't see where it was. They're going to mark it at the 35, so Titans some good starting field position after a good defensive stand. Still trail 7-0, 4:33 to play in the first.
We didn't have to see how Burgess handled that one. That was, in golf terms, that was definitely a shanker.
That was a shanker.
We won't talk about that.
That was one of those, your next shot, it comes off of that grass where the carts have trampled it down, so you're not really sure what it's going to do. It's over by the ball washer for the next tee box.
Who hit that ball?
Gaston ready to go for the Titans, in motion and handing off to Clay on first down, and he's going to get to the 35 and nothing more. Back to the line to gain maybe a half a yard. 2nd down and 9, we'll call it. But, yeah, we get that one massive run play to start, and then everything's been kind of slowing down since then, Brian. Fools wouldn't stop for no game.
Yeah, I kind of thought that breeze we talked about might be a little bit in Lumen's favor. You know, everybody knows they're going to want to keep it on the ground as much as possible, whereas Notre Dame was going to sling it around a little bit, but still right now just a lot of short passes where that wind's not going to be effective.
Titans 2nd down and 9. Back to throw, rolling out to pass Gaston, and it's hit at the line again, tipped up and caught. Titans able to make the catch, and it's Fitzpatrick on the reception for the Titans, but again getting a big hand up on the passing lane and knocking it down, or batting it up, rather. That was a jump ball. 3rd and 8.
That's good concentration there by Jack Fitzpatrick, which we've seen him the last couple of years just do a little bit of everything that he's been asked. He's always filled a role. He's going to have to fill a little bigger role, I think, this year.
Yeah, made that catch in traffic with a bunch of defenders thinking they had a turnover. Titans hold on possession, and now on 3rd and long, Gaston out of the shotgun, empty backfield, 3 receivers to the right, and now 4 as they go in motion. He's rolling out that direction. He's going to get hit and brought down for a big loss back near the 20-yard line. And I don't know if you want to give credit for the play calling, as Brody Sink gets through and gets the sack and sets a 4th down and real long for the Titans in a punting situation, or if the Titans need to shore up that blocking.
Well, they might end up finding they got a double sink, because, Steve, he's signed as a linebacker. He's going to Miami of Ohio next year, so you're talking a big-time player playing at this level at high school.
Yeah, he's got the measurables. You can see he's long and strong out there and fast. And they get in, don't get anything on the punt. Nailed by Learned and muffed. Titan football. Muff punt at the 35. Down to recover. Titans get it. And first down, best field position to start a drive for the day.
Yeah, the return man, Ashton Gust. Maybe fittingly with the gust. Maybe a little wind gust costing him.
And I'll tell you what, on that play for Learned, West Learned, got that boot away under a little duress and got a big kick on it. And so that makes a difference on the play, and the Titans able to capitalize on the mishandled punt. 2:17 to play in the first. They trail 7-0, but they're in great field position at the Irish 37. From the left hash, going in motion and going the other way. What a nice move in the hole and taking it to the house. Let's call that a 37-yard touchdown run for Paul Sattler. He made a little juke move in the backfield and then accelerated through the hole, takes it all the way in untouched. And the Titans answer the call and can look to tie this one up with an extra point. 2:07 to play, and that touchdown brought to you by Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Always on time or you don't pay a dime.
6 points and the balloon launch.
Yeah.
As you see the green balloons being let go.
And the place kicker in this situation, Anthony Wetzel. Snap a little high, but he gets it down. The kick is up, and it looks good from here. Officials agree. 7-7 tie game. 30-second break, and we'll get a kickoff here on WKHM. Game, 30-second break, and we'll get a kickoff here. W-K-H-M.
Are you looking for a rewarding career that improves the lives of your neighbors and community? Ailey Excavating is a third-generation union excavating contractor that has been in business for over 50 years, taking pride in providing clean drinking water and smooth roads for the community. Ailey Excavating is currently looking for employees with asphalt paving experience. Employment benefits include competitive wages, vacation pay, retirement, and health insurance, and a family-friendly atmosphere. Go to www.bailey-excavating.com to download a job application. Ailey Excavating is an equal opportunity employer.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle and Brian Haynes, we're tied at 7 here with 2:07 to play in the first quarter, and started to look like Prep could take control of this as they had gotten the stop and gotten the ball back, and the Titans able to capitalize on a special teams turnover and take it into the end zone.
Yeah, Steve, I don't necessarily expect a lot of stops coming from either of these defenses. Both offenses look good, so you're right. That could have been, you know, a quick 14-0 lead if that punt doesn't get muffed.
I think we got a timeout on the field here before the kick. Something extra anyway. 2:07 to go first quarter in a 7-7 tie. Titans will kick it off to the Irish. Our game brought to you by Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, as well as, of course, our title sponsor, Minuteman Sewer and Drain, AeroQuip Credit Union, Phelps Towing, Alro Metals and Plastics, Double Chiropractic. Our touchdowns all season long brought to you by Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, and that one was a beauty, and it's been nice to see Paul Sattler running the football. I don't think that was a name that was on our kind of from last year, the crop of people running the football. He wasn't the guy I think that we thought was going to be the lead ball carrier or step into that role, but he certainly looks comfortable in it.
Yeah, and I think we're going to see a good dose of him and Clay.
Yeah. Lepardo deep to return. And also another muffed kick, and this time loose, and looks like Prep's got it, but they were battling for it. Titans signaling they have it, but it was definitely out, and another mishandled. That's our third mishandled kick return, and the only one really that wasn't was a punt that went out of bounds. So Prep keeps it, but another near turnover on special teams for the Titans. 2:03 to play, and it'll be first and 10 for Notre Dame Prep from the 26-yard line on their half of the field.
Yeah, that didn't seem wind-aided either. That just looked like it was kind of missed. Who was going to get it, kind of the up man or the back guy?
It looks like Ross Cherfoli, it looks like, is the other return guy, sophomore out there. But Nothing hurt. Just no return. And back to throw on first down. Nice route out to the corner. And then again, that's Drake Rowe making the catch near the first down line to gain. Let's see where they spot it. I think they've got you right there on the 35. So it's about a yard short of first down, second and one.
Steve, I got a text from one of our listeners saying they live near here and did not see any balloon launch. So Tammy and Rich Collins, you got to lay off the old fashions. I'm telling you, they are out there.
Taking another play action, throwing deep, one-on-one coverage over there, and caught. Roa reels that in, blanketed by the defender. Just a great catch. You can't do much better on coverage on that than they just did, and that's Jack Fitzpatrick out there. Just a great pass and catch, and big play for Notre Dame, and they're at the 28-yard line in Titans territory. No, they'll move it back to the 30.
Boy, that was a fingertip catch there.
A lot of those rubber pellets going up in the air when he's brought down, two sliding down. First down, they run it to the left, and no gain. And I didn't see who's Lepardo's in there to run. 1:30 to play first quarter, 7-7 tie. Again, big play by Prep has them knocking on the door here at the 31 now. Lost a yard on that, second and 11. Shotgun for Stowe, back to throw again. Looking downfield, nothing there. He'll pull it down and run it. He could feel that pressure coming. He does get about a yard maybe back to the 30, but that'll bring up third and 10.
You mentioned Stowe's body. He's kind of long, lanky, not real big looking, so he's a target out there when he takes off running.
Yeah.
As a linebacker, your eyes light up.
You see his head above the line there, but he does have that quarterback build that you expect for those kind of long, and definitely showed he has the arm, made that throw. Now back to throw again, looking out into the flat. Lepardo coming out to make the tackle and missing his Burgess. They're going to still get him down, and that's going to be shy of the line of the game, bringing up fourth down. And that'll be at the 26. Fourth and about six here for Notre Dame. And it's in that spot where you just kind of go for it here. So big chance for the Titan defense with 23 seconds to play in the first. They don't have to run a play here.
They might just try to draw them offsides one more time and call it good and then huddle up and decide what they want to do.
They snap it. Back to throw. Looking out to his right. Chase out of the pocket. Brought down for a loss. Sacked in the backfield. Go Titans. Cash Cooper making the sack and getting the Notre Dame offense off the field. Titans get the football back. Tied at 7 with 5 seconds to play in the first quarter.
I think Pontiac could have used me on the coaching staff there. I would have just tried to draw him outside one more time. But that's why we're up here, huh?
I guess so. I
Maybe
don't want to second-guess them often.
Do we want to start our own academy or something?
No, because I'm not a big fan of fraud. Shotgun here for Gaston. In 5 seconds, they will run a play here in the first quarter. Snaps a little awry, pitches it inside to Sattler. Is able to dodge one defender in the backfield, but pulled down and tripped up. 2 yard gain. Maybe make it 3, and we'll call it second down and 7 when we come back. 60-second commercial break. The first quarter is over. We're tied at 7 on WKHM and WKHM.com. First quarter.
It's that time of year. You're freezing in the morning, but having a heat stroke by the afternoon. Beat the heat during the day and stay cozy during the chilly night with Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Amana authorized dealer. Aspen provides fast, reliable repair services to get your heating and cooling back up and running. And consider a new high-efficiency Amana system to reduce those energy bills. Online at aspenheating.com. Always on time or you don't pay a dime.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. FM and online at Titans.com.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, as the Titans honor their 2025 Boys State Golf Champions.
I think Dave Swartout's the only guy in town that could even talk to Herb Brogan and ask him if he wants to match hardware.
We'll put 12 minutes on the clock as we head to the second quarter. Student section here, it's a whiteout for Lumen Christi, all white apparel, except a little bit of gold speckled in there. I like the look of it overall. Festive, full student section, part of an exciting high school football tilt on a beautiful weather day like we've got. And so far, a very competitive matchup, 7-7 tie after one. Both teams had exhibited some defensive strengths and some offensive strengths. So I think there is some capacity for the defenses to be the divider in this game. Who can get the most stops?
Yeah, and those stops might come via turnover, as we've seen so far. That might be it.
Special teams play a difference maker for the Titans. One turnover created. They were able to get points off of that turnover. Now they need to see if their offense can pick up after the defense said, hey, we got the stop. You guys get some points for us. And I say you guys like it's a bunch of different guys, but some of the same guys on the defense are going to go out here and put the offense on track. And the Titans will come out of here, again, honoring the boys' 2025 state golf champions. Still a little bit with some photography on the track, and now they break the huddle and we'll come up to the line here. Second down and 7 for Lumen Christi. Gaston under center, he takes the snap. Couple of fakes coming on the end around and breaking a tackle, getting away. It looked like he had some running room, but that was like a seatbelt tightening up on him. So even on the carry there for Johnny Walters, he's brought down for just a short gain. It'll be third down and 5.
And I'm liking the seatbelt analogy. I hate that one. You think you're okay, and it just kind of, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It doesn't give when you think it's going to give.
Yeah, nice. And that was Brody Sink acting as the seatbelt.
Third down play here for the Titans from their own 39-yard line. Shotgun for Gaston. He has not had a lot of success rolling out. Does get that pass away. It's caught. Breaks a tackle into the 50 to the 40. 7-yard line before he stopped. Aiden Gatewood making the catch, and that was another play where Gaston had to get that throw past a defender in his face. Owen Fulcher, the big senior for prep in the passing lane, but he got it around him, made the catch, and first and 10 for the Titans with a nice third down conversion into prep territory at the 47-yard line.
Steve Gatewood, just a freshman.
Gaston under center. Little motion out of the backfield. Gives it to Sattler to the left side. Cuts it back in. He's got some room to run. He's taking it to the house, ladies and gentlemen. Touchdown, Lumen. 47-yard score for the Titans. Big plays back-to-back for Lumen. And they're in the end zone in their first lead of the game, 13-7. Touchdown brought to you by Aspen. One-hour heating and air conditioning. Always on time or you don't pay a dime.
Steve, pretty simple right there. Just a handoff off to the left tackle and nothing fancy. Just Sattler doing all the getting that little sliver, and that's all he needed.
He does a great job on that kind of one juke and take off. Like, he saw that hole. Looked like he was going to maybe punch it outside. Moved it back in, and just a sprint to the end zone. The extra point is good. 14-7, Titans lead. 10:56 to play in the second quarter, and we're back in 30 seconds with a kickoff on WKHM.
At Double Chiropractic and Wellness Clinic, Dr. Brad Double brings Jackson a modern approach to healing using traditional chiropractic methods and advanced computerized adjusting instrument. We deliver safe, gentle, precise care, perfect for families, seniors, even those nervous about traditional chiropractic. Patients across Jackson are getting their lives back, free from pain, free to move, free to live. Isn't it your turn? Call Double Chiropractic today, because when your spine works better, your whole life works better. Double Chiropractic, and I'm Dr. Brad Double, healing Jackson one spine at a time, where Jackson goes to feel better, move better, and live better.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. FM and online.
Titans ready to kick this one off, and Wes Learn not going to take the kick. It's going to be Anthony Wetzel.
Yeah, and see, we're used to seeing Salazar back there kicking, who was a big dude, and we talked about his prowess even in the weight room.
Right.
Wetzel looks like half a Salazar.
We'll see if he's got the big leg, though. 10:56 to play in the half, and the Titans take the lead 14-7. Coming off a loss in their first game. This one's a high end-over-ender. into the wind. Caught this time, mishandled a little, but able to do it with momentum and carry it out to the 35, maybe the 36, I think, is where we'll spot it. First and 10 there from Notre Dame, trailing for the first time this year. They won their first game 55 to nothing. So they're coming down here, and, you know, we said in the pregame their coach was so they came in with kind of a cushy win, and the Titans had a dogfight in their first game. Right now it looks like the Titans feel that a little more than Notre Dame. We'll see if they can adjust. They're trailing. Shotgun here for Stoff, and he's going to hand off on first down. And it looks like there was a missed tackle in the backfield. He's going to get about a yard on the play, but still well defended by the Titans. Anthony Tartaglia on the ball carry, second and nine.
And there's a host of Titans defensively, but I'm going to say Cash Cooper might have been the first one there.
37-yard line for Notre Dame out of the shotgun again. And Tartaglia in the backfield again. He takes the handoff, jumps it to the left side. He's going to get a few more yards this time, past the 40 to the 41. And that'll bring up third down and about five, we'll call it four here for Notre Dame as they'll spot it on the 37. 38, rather.
We'll give that tackle credit to Sean Walicki, but again, a little gang of Titans.
Third and four. Feels like a big play for Prep this time. Play action, looking to throw. Wide receiver screen is loose and incomplete. And well covered by the Titans. They had burned him for a big gain on that similar play before. Roa can't pull it in, and now it's fourth down in a punt situation again for the Irish.
And that was just great. That probably starts with film study there, because that was Nolan Huff on that coverage, and it was like he knew what was coming. He shed that blocker and a little bubble screen, and he was there meeting him as the ball arrived.
9:59 to play in the first half, and it is a punting situation for Prep. Back to return for the Titans, number 23, Broden Burgess. And oh, had to go down to a knee to catch a bad snap, and he'll go down, and they'll put that at the 30-yard line. So the Titans, again, able to make something good happen on special teams. They'll put it at the 29. Great field position for the Titans. Leading 14-7 with the ball now deep in their opponent's territory.
Yeah, that's a play where if you're watching the Chiefs and the Chargers tonight, you can put a knee down, but that's a unique high school rule. Knee was down as he was fielding that low snap.
29-yard line. Split wide for Lumen Christie. Johnny Furness. And the snap will get some whistles him. Kind of our first pre-snap penalty, false start for the Titans. And they'll move it back 5 yards. So helping out the Irish a little bit here with the first penalty of our game today, which I was wondering how this would look compared to last week, Brian. We had quite a few penalties in that game. Of course, a lot of those came in the second half. But today, so far, pretty precise. Although, when we were talking the pregame about mistake-free football, the Titans have certainly lived up to that more than the Irish. A couple turnovers and mistakes have helped Lumen get out to a one touchdown lead and with the ball, first and 15 in Irish territory here. And sweet play here, coming across and getting away from the tackler. Jukes him in, goes outside. He's got a chance at the end zone. They're going to track him down from behind, but a huge gain down to about the 6-yard line as they do a sweet play to Johnny Walters, and he takes it down inside the 10, first to goal Titans.
Yeah, Walters made it kind of cut like he was going to go inside and then busted it out quickly.
Little stiff arm to drive it home. Yeah, got you leaning one way, pushed you that way, and broke away. That's just, I'm loving the multi-headed running game here for the Titans, as we've seen three different ball carriers really do damage so far. And with a 14-7 lead, they got first and goal from the 7-yard line. Going into motion this time, Walters, and they give it to Sattler, and he's able to get down near the 1-yard line. They'll mark it on the 2. So they get about 5 on first down. Second and goal from the 2. Just a nice inside run. Titans' offensive line feels like they're getting, I don't know if it's more rhythm or what, but they just feel like the holes are forming out very well, and Sattler's been reading them great, too.
Yeah, Sattler's vision's been nice. He hasn't made a bad choice yet, and I'm going to have to say he's going to get a chance for touchdown number 3.
14-7. There's in motion again, Walters. They give it to Sattler, and he's going to walk that one in. Never a doubt in his mind for 2 yards out. And it's 20-7 Titans. Able to capitalize on another special teams mistake. That's two now. Yep. Essentially 14 points off of turnovers here for Lumen. And taking control of this game at home against a very difficult Division 5 opponent.
And if you happen to just be tuning in, that's Sattler's third touchdown. He had a 37-47. This was a little easier from 3 yards out.
Wetzel to kick the extra point. Step a little high. They get it down, and he gets it through. It's good. 21-7 Titans. We got 9:02 still to play in the first half. We're back in 30 seconds on WKHM. Still to play.
At Performance Automotive Northwest, they are a bumper-to-bumper auto parts store, keeping your car on the road all year. But they do more than just auto parts. Get ready for fall cleanup with the right tools from Performance Auto. Leaf blowers, chainsaws, and trimmers from Steel. Tractors from John Deere. And get your lawnmower and tractor winterized. Don't forget your propane refills for hunting season. Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road, across from Meijer. PerformanceAutomotiveNorthwest.com.
Listening to high school football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM and online at WKHM.com. And at WKHM.com.
Feels like an important possession here for Notre Dame Prep with 9:02 to play in the first half. They trail 21-7. Titans defense has been stout on the last couple possessions for the Irish. The kickoff here from Wetzel. Again, high end over end. Not going to go real deep to the 30. It bounces and fielded there. But with that high kick, it gave Titans kick return team, or kick defense team, good chance to get down there. Pretty good return, though, from Cerfoli out to the 44-yard line. And pretty good field position to start here for the Irish.
Yeah, Cerfoli just kind of... Man, like you said, the Titan D all seemed to be down there. All of a sudden, he just emerged from a mass of humanity.
Stowe brings the Irish to the line, the sophomore quarterback out of the shotgun. Play action, looking to throw. He's chased out of the backfield and able to get it away, but knocked down by Burgess. And good escape by Stowe, but couldn't get past everybody. And Burgess gets in the passing lane, knocks it down, and it's second down and 10 for the Irish.
Yeah, early on, Pontiac Notre Dame had a lot of quick hitter type plays, little slants and screens, and we'll see if they get back to that.
Out-of-town score update, or in-town rather, over at Western High School. Traverse City Central leads that one 14-0 with just under 11 minutes to play in the second quarter. Handoff on second and 10 to Lepardo, and he's going to get maybe a half yard. We'll put it on the 45 and call it third down and 9. 8:39 to play first half, 21-7 Titans. Other score from Chelsea, shout out to Tom Ratchford, by the way, 12-7 Chelsea leads Jackson. Third down and 9 from the 45. Back to throw, Stowe has time, gets it away. Rowan makes the catch. He's going to get that first down line to gain and knocked out of bounds in Titan territory at the 45-yard line. That'll move the chains.
Steve, this is true at any level of football, but I think particularly in high school, you see the difference when you have a little time to throw. I mean, in high school, the quarterbacks aren't making as quick as decisions as, you know, as he progressed. So that time Stowe had a little more time and easily found Roa.
Able to run that route, Roa, and he caught it at about 5 yards and then turned and able to run for the rest. Makes the line to gain, first and 10. And now we get a pass interference call against the offense.
Yeah, I think maybe a little illegal pick to get him open there. Maybe that's why he was open.
I guess so, because he was quite open. So it looked like it was about to be a first down, and now we move it back to the 30-yard line. And that'll be third down and 24.
Man, if the Titans D can just bow up here for the one play, that's almost like a turnover, that penalty.
Yeah. Still out in the shotgun. He's got double receivers each side. If they give him time, he's going to have some targets. Gets it away. Tipped by the Titans. Nearly picked off. And Who was it that got the hand on
Wilicki?
Wilicki. He's going to regret not pulling that one in. However, fourth and quite long. And that, like you said, that's going to make that punt nowhere to go, really. And the punting game has not been strong for Prep yet anyway. So he'll be punting this with the punter standing on his own 15-yard line.
Yeah, and Burgess is way deep. I think he needs to maybe scoot up a little bit.
Kick, he gets it away at about the 20. Pretty good boot this time. Burgess catches on the run. Fair caught and then hit. And that's going to bring a flag out.
Yeah, I think Burgess is okay taking one for the team on that. He got hit. It wasn't crazy hard.
No. But it was egregious. And so at Tech, 15 yards on here. And really, 8:03 to play in a 21-7 lead for the Titans. Special teams has been the difference maker for Lumen. A couple turnovers and now another 15 yards at the end of this punt return. And, gosh, what was the original line to gain? Was it the 46 in Lumen territory? And so they're going to get their first down from
about the 46.
Yeah, that's almost from that original line of scrimmage for Pontiac.
Oh, with that penalty, it's even going to put it on Pontiac's 48.
Yeah, that's it's a couple mistakes there, the pass interference, and then the unsportsmanlike there, unnecessary roughness, whatever you call it. Three wide for Gas and empty backfield, back to throw and looking down the seam. A little high, but tipped and caught. What a reception. Max Watusik tipped it up to himself and pulled it in right down the seam, and a big gain for the Titans. Benny Gaston showing off the arm, and they'll put that down to the 24-yard line in Notre Dame territory. Titans already with a two-score lead.
Steve, that
a good
was
chance
the,
to add to it.
Oh, I'm sorry, Steve. That was the only way Watusik could come down with that, too. He had to tip it up to himself because there's no way he could have corralled that with a fingertip.
Yeah.
Great catch.
Good concentration. Gaston under center this time. And he'll play fake to Sattler. Naked boot, and he's going to walk that one into the end zone. Great play call for the Titans. Well executed by Benny Gaston. And with 7:22 to play, that's another Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning touchdown for the Titans. And taking control in the first half here, 27-7 with an extra point pending.
Yeah, you know, sometimes run, set up, play action. That was a case where all the Sattler runs set up that little naked bootleg. Gaston came through. Everybody was keying, thinking Sattler was getting the ball.
And that's one we saw Crowley run so smooth on hiding that football. Gaston, I don't know if it was as smooth, but it was just as effective. And the extra point looks good. Count it, 28-7, Lumen Christie. It's at four straight scores. After going down 7-0, they lead at 28-7. We'll take a 30-second commercial break. And another first-half kickoff coming up on WKHM. Commercial break. And another.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone, veneer, or brick to complement any home or office? Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. And online at WKHM.com.
Titans ready to kick it off one more time here. Just a barrage of scoring here in this early part of the second quarter. Wetzel will kick that one. This time he really leaned into that one. Nice and high out to the 20. Returned there, and he'll take it past the 30 to the 32 before he's brought down. And that was Lepardo on the return for Notre Dame. They'll get first and 10 from the 32.
Steve, I got to believe this Pontiac team's shocked right now. You know, they, and I'm sure most people here, thought this was going to be a dogfight. Right now, just a few mistakes, and Lumen Christie capitalizing on every single one of them.
Stowe out of the shotgun. He's got Lepardo to his left. He hands, or to his right, hands off to Lepardo. Looked like the ball was a little unsafe there for a moment. He's able to reel it back in, gets a 9-yard gain on first down. They're calling it 10, moving the chains.
Yeah, Lepardo was lucky right there. That ball was up in the air.
Yeah, it feels like it's been a while since Prep has had a run like that. First and 10 now from the 42, moving toward midfield. Another handoff to Lepardo. He's able to get braked into the secondary, into tight territory to the 40. I said braked, that's not really a word, but he broke it into the secondary and really well blocked at the outset because he wasn't touched much until a linebacker maybe got a paw on him. But they moved the chains again into Titan territory at the 39. 6:47 to play in the half. Still this time play action, looking to throw. He's got one-on-one on the left sideline. It's up in the air, jump ball, and looked like he had a chance at it, missed it. Pretty good coverage over there. Right by him was Johnny Walters, and incomplete.
Yeah, this is kind of the tempo we saw in their opening drive, too. But it all started with a couple positive plays and no penalties. And no.
Yeah.
Although we almost did see a Lepardo fumble on the first handoff.
Personnel getting set for the Irish. Still going no huddle. Stowe out of the backfield. Lepardo is back there with him to his left. Three receivers. Play action, a quick slant caught by Roa. He's hit, spins away from the defender, stays on his feet down to the 25. And that'll be another first down. And Drake Roa showing off what we kind of expected, that they'll put him in the slot, they'll put him on the outside. And they've run that slant a couple times now. He's there in that slot again. Two receivers to each side for Stowe. He's back to throw, looking quick to the out. A little low for Roa over there. And incomplete. Second down and 10 from the Titans 25.
Yeah, Roa, the senior, he's signed to play baseball with Central Michigan, so you know he's an athlete.
Getting a lot of these D1 guys for prep. Not that the Titans don't have anybody capable of that either. They certainly have over the years. 6:23 to play and 28-7 deficit. Now we'll get a flag in pre-snap and maybe illegal shift on prep. So again, shooting themselves in the foot with a penalty. Second down and 15 now from the Titans 30-yard line with 6:23 to go.
You talk about athlete 72. Henry Ewells is signed to play baseball as well, Division One. And here's a lineman. You don't see that very often, the lineman baseball player.
I'm guessing he's got a little pop in his back.
Yeah, a little first baseman.
Back to throw, looking to the left. Just a quick wide receiver shot. They gave him some cushion, and it looked like the throw was all right, but couldn't reel it in. Brody Sink, the intended receiver on the play for Notre Dame, incomplete, brings up third and 15.
And we said Sink was going to play linebacker at Miami. That's why he's going to play linebacker and not receiver at Miami. Hit him in the hands.
Still looking to pass one more time, third and 15. They run an inside screen. Titans nearly broke it up. Lepardo makes the catch, breaks a tackle, and gets out to the 25. That was some concentration for Lepardo to be able to catch that. He does get it back to the original line of scrimmage, only now it's fourth down.
You know, Notre Dame kind of hoping to take advantage of that Lumen Christie aggressiveness and set up that little screen, kind of a little.
Yeah.
Linebackers did a good job there for Lumen.
And that's film study or scouting, because they kind of see that setting up and just good awareness by the Titans. They blitz fully here on fourth down. He gets the throwaway quickly. It appears to have been caught, and that is the call. Little low, but this time going to the ground and making the catch, Brody Sink. I think somebody turned him out of the fact that made fun of his hands, but
that was a good catch and just good awareness of where the sticks were. You know, sometimes they cut that off short.
At the 15, first and 10. Low looking to throw into the middle of the field. Caught, hit immediately, but that's going to be a good 6 yards or so on the reception. And making the catch. I didn't have
his number.
I thought I saw 11. I don't have 11.
Yeah, I don't see 11 on there. Just mystery man.
Mystery man, and now the Titans jump. Was that their fault? They do call offside. So second and 4 from the 10. So that should go down to a first down at the 5.
Pontiac has tried that hard count several times. That's first time Lumen bit.
Lumen's been feeling like they wanted to be a little more aggressive here as they've moved the football. 28-7, 5:02 to play in the first half. Stowe back to throw again. He's got an open man. It's Rowan. He makes the catch in the end zone on first and goal from the 5. Touchdown for Notre Dame Prep. 4:57 to play, and they cut into that Lumen Christie advantage. And it'll be 28-13 with their extra point upcoming.
That drive looked an awful lot like the first drive. Just, you know, I won't say methodical because there were some chunk plays, but just looked kind of easy for the Notre Dame offense.
And they will kick here. And it'll be a left footer for Owen Fulcher. Hold is down. That kick is up. And it's good. 28-14, our score. Touchdown for Aspen One-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. We'll take a 30-second break and kick it off one more time here on WKHM and online at WKHM.com. One more.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and Drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. FM and online at WKHM.com.
First points the Titans have given up since the opening drive for Notre Dame, and they see their lead diminish to 14, but they get the football back and plenty of time to make a drive of their own. Special teams has been where Lumen Christie has been able to take advantage of Notre Dame in this first half. Let's see if they can get a big return here. Burgess deep to return back there with Aylin Greenwood, or Gatewood, excuse me. Kicks really high and going to the sideline. That's going to land out of bounds, and the Titans will get good position after that.
That's a good job there letting that go out of bounds because he looked like he wanted to catch it, but he was aware. And that's tougher than people think. I mean, we can see it, but when you're out there and you're focusing on making that catch.
Right. You don't want to take your eye off the football because you might muff that catch.
This feels like a big drive right here, Steve. With just under 5 minutes to go in the half, you know, big drive. If Lumen could just kind of march it down and get another touchdown and take away a lot of this quarter, you know, go into a halftime with 21-point lead would be huge.
At minimum, you're going to want to at least flip the field. You don't want to give them the ball back here on your half of the football field. You want to get somewhere where at minimum you punt it away to them in their territory with little time on the clock. Of course, they're thinking about scoring. Shotgun here with two running backs for Gaston, and he pitches it inside to Sattler, taking it to the right side, breaks a couple tackles, stays on his feet. That, by all rights, that run should have gone nowhere. Second and 8 here after a 2-yard gain. Second, maybe that's 7 even, almost 3 yards on that carry for Sattler. That didn't look crisp as the play design was. That execution left something to be desired, but they still turned it into a positive gain. Sattler will get a break.
That's going to go in the stat book as a 3-yard run, but that's an 8-yard run because he was hit 5 yards behind the line. That could have been a 5-yard loss.
They come up this time, Gaston under center. I formation behind him. Going in motion is Learn to the left side. He's going to block for Clay on the pitch out. Clay lifted right up off his feet, managed to land back on his feet, but it's really going to be no gain. Third down and 7 for the Titans again.
Lepardo tackle, too, doing it on both sides of the football, as we see that in high school a lot.
So another little personnel shift coming back into the game for Lumen is Jake Contat in the backfield.
We talked about this being a big possession. This is a big play right here because Pontiac gets a hold here. They're going to have plenty of time still.
I form Learn split out right. Gaston taking his time here. Maybe a little chance to draw him off sides. And now we'll get a timeout from the Titans. 3:28 to go here in the half. 28-14 Titan lead. Let's take 30 seconds during the timeout. We'll be right back. Our game brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. They open drains that others can't. Be right back. Our game brought to you by Minuteman.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. FM and online at WKHM.com.
Out of the timeout here, third down and 7 for the Titans. 3:28 to play in the first half. They lead at 28-14. Left hash, West Learn split out right. Shotgun for Gaston. The whole line shifts to the right. Strong side there. Rolling out to that side is Gaston comes back to the left side. Sattler all alone. Great misdirection. Sattler cuts it back inside. Still on his feet. Down to the 30. Brought down from behind. Could be down near the 27-yard line. Great play call by the Titans. And every time that Lumina has shifted that strong side and sent the passer rolling out one way, he's gotten a lot of pressure from that side. Great idea to just come back across the formation. Sattler standing all alone. He turns it into a huge gain.
Yeah, Sattler just leaking out the backside there, and you're right, great play design.
Titans get it at the Notre Dame 27-yard line now, first and 10. 3:13 to go, and there's a play-action fake again. Gaston's going to take it to the outside. He's still on his feet, down inside the 10, spins away from a defender, down to the 6, and goes out of bounds. Gaston looked like he was bracing for contact that never came and actually ended up getting a couple extra yards at the end of that play to the 6-yard line. First and goal for Lumen Christie. And again, that play action fake is really getting an aggressive Notre Dame prep team off balance.
And with the clock ticking under 3 minutes now to go in the half, I would expect Lumen here to just be taking their time. And if we didn't see a Sattler carry here, I'd be shocked.
6-yard line, first and goal. Sattler is the deep back, and Walicki in motion out of the backfield. Sattler to the left side, bounces outside, forcing his way down to about the 2-yard line and brought out of bounds there. Second and goal for the Titans. Two to go here with 2.5 to play and the clock running.
If it's ever in the summertime and you're in the weight room and you're thinking, man, why am I doing this? This is crazy. Watch that play right there, because yeah, that was weight room run right there by Sattler. Dragging like 3 guys with him.
And now we'll get a timeout on the field. Notre Dame calls that one. 2:13. Maybe try and save themselves a little time at the end of this after a Titans score. It looks like they're certainly knocking on the door. We'll keep it here on the timeout. Stay tuned at the half for the this week in high school sports for the Michigan High School Athletic Association. Last score updates I had. Let's see what we got here. I know I've got a couple, but I had to scroll through here. Chelsea leads Jackson 21-14 with minute 26 left to go in the second quarter there. And Traverse City Central, 29-0 lead over Western with 2:53 to play in the second over at Western High School. Trying to get something out of Michigan Center. I know we have some access there.
Yeah, I'm working on that. That should be a good one. Columbia Central, Michigan Center.
I know Columbia Central, I went out to the media day, and they said they were kind of circling that one on the calendar.
They maybe should have circled that first one against Napoleon.
Gaston to hand off Sattler on second down and 2. Brought down from behind. Can't quite stretch it to the goal line. That'll be on the 1. And 2:04 to play in the first. And we'll get another timeout from Notre Dame.
That's going to be their last timeout. And I'm sure if you're Lumen Christie, you want to score because you can't take anything for granted. But that might not be all bad. When you feel like you can still push it in and get Pontiac to waste their last time out, and you can get a few more seconds
right
off this clock.
It's a silver lining situation.
Yeah,
you'd love to have just scored it, but
yeah,
the silver lining is all right, too.
And it's third down, and you may not score, but right now, as a Lumen Christie fan, you watching the game and you just think that it would happen. 206
on the clock. 206 on the clock.
So we get an adjustment to the clock here from 204 to 206. Kind of waiting for that to happen. Oh. There it goes. Sailor the deep back, I formation. And here we go. 18 on the play clock. And Gaston's going to keep and lean in. And no signal yet. And they'll give it to him there. And it looked like he crossed the plane almost instantly, Brian. But they don't have the high-tech like the NFL's gotten. It's Gaston with the carry. Touchdown, Lumen.
Yeah, offensive lineman Luke Knoll gave the signal. But he's just not the official signaler. But he knew it was a touchdown.
Knew. Who didn't know?
I follow Luke Knoll's lead. If he tells me touchdown, I believe him.
Well, with 1:59 to play here and a 34-14 score, Titans can make it 35-14, another extra point for Wetzel. Perfect so far tonight, and we'll knock on a little wood for him to keep it that way. Snap a little high, but again, the hold goes right down. Maybe that's where they want it. Nevertheless, extra point is good. 35-14, another Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning touchdown for you. And we still got 2 minutes to play first half. We're back in 30 seconds on WKHM. We got 2 minutes.
Have a leaky faucet, stubborn clogged drain, or not getting enough hot water for your morning showers? Don't let plumbing problems disrupt your day. Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing. Whether your hot water heater is on the fritz and is in need of repair or replacement, your shower drain is backing up, or you just have a leaky faucet that needs fixing, we have you covered. Call Grimes Plumbing today to schedule your service call at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com.
Listening to high school football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM and online at WKHM.com. FM and online at
1:59 remains here in the first half. Titans lead at 35-14. Wetzel to kick off here. We did get a center score, 21-0 lead over Columbia Central at home tonight. Kickoff returned at the 19. And brought down at the 27, returning the Christopher Artinian.
Well, I know this. It was good coverage by Broderick Martinez.
First and 10 for Notre Dame. Minute 53 to play as the moon vivid above the trees out there. Lovely night for football. Stowe back to throw on first down. Gets one out. Had Lepardo with a step. But overthrew him and incomplete.
Yeah, this is one of the teams that, you give them a minute 50. That's plenty of time for this offense.
Had the right play call. If Lepardo catches that in stride, that's a pretty good gain. Empty backfield and four wide receivers for Stowe this time. Throws the out route, caught, turn it upfield. He's going to get to the 35, maybe the 37, and wrestled out of bounds there. And that's Lucas Catula on the catch.
You know, Steve, that was that same play where offensive pass interference was called. Kind of a little pick, kind of a little rub route there where that's kind of close to being illegal.
It's flouting the rules a little, or playing close to the line. First and 10, though, from the 39 in Titan still in Notre Dame territory. Still stands in the pocket, now off to the races. Shuffles his feet at the 45 and brought down second and 5, minute and a half to play. And again, no timeouts anymore for the Irish. Of course, they run that no huddle anyway. So they're able to get back to the line and operate with that next play call ready. Still getting the call from the sideline, or at least the signal. Out of the shotgun. Lepardo in the backfield. He's in to protect. Still looking downfield up the seam. Intercepted! Missed the target. Drake Roa on the play, and the Titans pick it off. Was that Clay? Brown. Nolan Brown on the interception. They really had three different Titans in the area right there. And Stowe makes the mistake. Titans create the turnover, and with a minute 10 to go in the half and a 35-14 lead, Lumen's looking good to go into the locker room comfortably ahead and with momentum.
Yeah, now here's where it gets kind of interesting. With this lead, if you're Lumen, do you just go ahead and run? And if you break one, you break one? Or do you try something tricky one more time?
And if I had
tricky,
to guess,
for
that's
them,
what
tricky
they do.
Is, you know, it's not crazy tricky. It's usually just misdirection tricky.
They do run a couple of fakes and an end around. Breaking a tackle, stiff arm, really. And staying on his feet, staying in bounds. That's a pretty good ball carry there for the Titans and Johnny Walters. He ends up with 6 yards on the first down, second and four. Under a minute now to play. They do need to get one more play in.
Yeah, and we have our answer there. If Lumen really wanted to, they'd call timeout there. But
right,
they're even huddling up.
Yeah,
if we break one, we break one. If not, let's go into halftime.
Sailor Cable will break one. He's a deep back play action. No, they are looking to throw. They are going to go downfield. Wes Learn had it up high. It bounces off his hands, incomplete. He had just a step in front of his defender. That'll stop the clock with 26 seconds and third down and five for Lumen Christi.
And what is Learn, you think? 6'4", 6'5"? I mean, he's a big, tall dude. He has definite height advantage over all those D-backs. We're just throw it up and give him a chance at a 50-50 ball.
Every bit of 6'3", Wes Learn. And a long 6'3". I mean, I know that sounds silly, like that's whatever height it is. Got good long arms, good wingspan. And leaping ability, too. So he just couldn't quite squeeze that one. And there were two defenders there, but he did have – it was a good throw by Gaston. And they hand off on third and four to Sattler. He's brought down immediately, and that'll bring up fourth and four with 19 seconds. Titans will just let this run out and go to the half, I expect.
Yep. Notre Dame, no timeout, so this will be it, Steve.
Titans lead it 35-14 at the halftime here. And it started out looking like this could be a Pontiac-Notre Dame prep-controlled game, but they really that first drive, and the Titans were able to answer again, and take control of this one, looking dominant almost here late in the first half for Lumen Christi. And did they take a timeout with 1 second left?
Coach Broken taking the timeout, so... We might just see one last. Hey, why not?
One last heave? That's interesting.
Get Learn down there deep and see what happens.
They are huddled up. Both teams still out here.
Because you could even get a pass interference call or something. And
get that untimed play down to goal line.
Yeah. I like it.
It's fun.
I think it's a smart play, actually, but it's a play that you often don't, like Lumen doesn't seem to usually take what we might call gamble plays.
Right, I'm saying weirdly you might want to say that it's disrespectful or something, that the play is just to take it to the half, but they get Learned loose on the sideline. He's hit out of bounds, or hit and thrown out of bounds, and that'll end the first half, but they do make the play. And I'd say you might want to take disrespect or something for him to try to, you know, pour it on the gas or something here. But really, it shows respect for what they expect Notre Dame.
You know, they can do.
It feels like a comfortable lead, but they've been able to show that they have quick scorability, and anything you can get ahead of them here in the first half, you want to get it.
It also added to Gaston and Learn's stats.
There you go.
As a little, 25-yard completion?
Yeah, I'm sure that's what her is worried about. All right, let's go to take a three-minute break here. We'll come back and we'll look at the first half and get things ready as the Titans lead at 35-14. Is it Hall of Fame night tonight? Get all those guys out on the field. All right, let's go ahead and take our break, and we'll be right back on WKHM. Out on
the field. You've created a cool indoor retreat. Now let Carrier provide the quiet, efficient cooling you can depend on all summer with a range of innovative cooling solutions to deliver premium comfort and energy savings. Carrier, proud partner of the Detroit Lions.
At Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, we're proud to celebrate 60 years of keeping your home comfortable. For six decades, our community has trusted us to deliver reliable service, and we want to take a moment to say thank you. Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, your trusted neighbor for 60 years.
Lammers.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic, and Bright Walls, and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit Union puts our membership away.
Whether you're looking to consolidate debt, purchase a new vehicle, or cover unexpected expenses, Blue Ox Credit Union has you covered with our various Blue Ox loan options. Our team is dedicated to helping our members achieve their financial goals, and our new lower rates will make it even easier for you to take control of your finances. Plus, with our streamlined application process and quick approval times, getting the funds you need has never been easier. Don't let high interest rates hold you back from achieving your dreams. Visit blueoxcu.org to learn more. Subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps a membership up where they keeps a membership up where they belong.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. Not to mention some of the best pizza in town. And now, enjoy $1.99 pizza slices and grab a two-topping pizza for $13.99. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations for your summer grilling needs. Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled location at Michigan and Robinson for quick, convenient customer service above the rest. Always shop Kelly Express.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes here at the Half Titans, lead at 35-14 over Pontiac Notre Dame Prep. And quick honoring ceremony for the 1975 Lumen Christie football team, the first undefeated team, state champions. Very cool. 50, is that 50 years now? Wow.
Man, I was five.
I was unborn.
And back then, in those days, they just voted for the state champion. So yeah, that was just an elected state champion. But wonder how they do that when, you know, a couple teams are undefeated. Just
yeah,
by the eyeball test, I guess.
I guess so, or a little matchup stuff that you can check out. But, Titans came into this game 0-1, had a battle over in Illinois, and now tonight we expected a lot of the same. And we said in the pregame, we expect a lot of mistake-free football. And to be fair, penalties were minimal. I think I would think there were two.
Yeah, not many.
So the mistakes came in special teams where a couple of muffed plays and turnovers, and the Titans were able to take full advantage. I didn't hear you. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I'm with Channel 6. I'm doing, like, the highlights video. Is there anywhere that kind of roster?
Oh. There, sorry, we're getting some questions in the broadcast booth here. But it's one of the great things about this game is it's two defending state champs. It's the biggest game in the state right now. And there's a lot of press, a lot of media here and stuff, so it's actually really fun. The atmosphere here is great, and I can't – and to have Lumen be up by three scores at this point is – very unexpected.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, unexpected for several reasons. It was just unexpected. We just thought it would kind of be back and forth. And after Pontiac Notre Dame took a 7-0 lead and got the ball back, and as easy as they made that first drive look, we thought, man, they're going to be up 14-0, and Lumen's going to have to really come back. But that script flipped in a hurry.
Yeah, it really was that punt that was muffed, and the Titans coverage team was right there, recovered it immediately. They were able to capitalize on that. The defense actually seemed to get some rhythm, too, against the prep offense. I mean, they came out on that first no-huddle drive, and the Titans did look like they were on their heels a little bit, but they dug in and figured it out, and they came out and really were prep did not move the ball for the next probably three possessions. till finally they added that other score late. But just adjustments, and I know Lumen Christi, to me, has been maybe the best thing they've done over the course of watching them over the last 3 years, especially doing, you know, during these state title runs, is the play calling is so timely and so right on most of the time. They make the best adjustments. Like, and at halftime, you go here, and I think, again, Coach Brogan having a lot of respect for the coaching staff on the other sideline, they're going to have to adjust. They have whatever the advantage is for adjustments, prep has it, because they have things they have to change. You know, if you're up by three scores, you're Lumen Christi, you're maybe saying, we don't have to change much. We can go up. Well, you're going to have to make adjustments on the fly when you figure out what they do to adjust. So I don't know. It's exciting to look at the second half. In a game that's three scores apart, it's far from a runaway.
Yeah, well, Stephen, you talked about the three stops that Lumen's D came up with. All three of them, the thing they had in common was early down success for the Titans D. Mm-hmm. And when you play this high tempo offense, you know, that's where it all starts. They need a couple positive plays to get going and get in that rhythm, and that kind of puts the defense on their heels. Mm-hmm. Whereas the Lumen D, all three drives they stopped them. It was early down success and keep them from getting going. That's what Lumen Christi's going to defensively they need to keep doing is. And then on the flip side, as you said, Pontiac Notre Dame's going to have to find a way to maybe get better yardage on the first and second down plays so they can just get that rhythm. Because when they did look good.
Yeah, and if the rhythm is right, they were able to eat it up. And even as maybe it's 4 yards, maybe it's 6 yards, because of the tempo, it feels like it's going really quickly. That it feels like it's big gains, but it's really not. They're chipping away, but it just happens so quickly that before you know it, it's first and goal from the 7, and you don't know how you got there. But I think Prep's been able to use the deep ball. They've done it sparingly. They may be forced to do it a little more in the second half with a three score deficit. And I think the Titans are going to get the ball to start the second half. So already a chance for that offense to eat up some clock, shorten the game, and maybe put up some more points. And so it's a tough position for Prep to be in, and I don't think they've been there in a while.
Yeah, and it's funny that, you know, we frequently through the years see long Titan possessions, but I tell you what, they're scoring so quickly.
Yeah,
and not, you know, they're not going to stop. They can't, you're going to take what you can get. But it's funny, they would like to get some long possessions, but they're just scoring quickly. Sattler with a 47-yard run, a 37-yard run, Gaston with a 26-yard, all these touchdown runs have come from deep.
They've snuck in some good pass plays too. Gaston seems to like looking up that seam. So those tight ends, those kind of players, and running backs out of the backfield that can run that seam kind of the middle of the field, that has been maybe a soft spot in the Traverse City, the Pontiac defense, but also something that I think Gaston, a pass he's comfortable throwing. So, yeah, the Titans offenses look dynamic, and I know in the past we've kind of been like, yeah, Cadell Williams was definitely the go-to guy. He was going to get the bulk of the offensive plays, and you knew it was going to happen as a defense. Could you stop it? We don't know. In this case, who do you try to stop? You take away Sattler, do they burn you with the Marion Clay? You know, do they throw it to the outside to Wes Learn? I think he's ready to be utilized. It's been a dynamic offense for the Titans, and yeah. I think more of the same coming in the second half.
Yeah, and just, you're right, when you think, okay, I got to sit on Sattler, he's had some big runs, that's when Gaston has just kept it and kind of naked bootlegged off and had a couple big runs. It's a hard offense to prepare for as a defensive coordinator.
Well, we're going to get ready to go to break here. Again, 35-14, Lumen Christi leads this one. Out-of-town score, Chelsea 21-14 lead over Jackson at the half. Traverse City Central into Western, 29-0 lead there at the half. And our last update from Michigan Center, 21-0, they led Columbia Central. So that's our scores from around the area that we've been able to collect. We'll get more if we can. But let's take a three-minute break, and then we'll take you to the MHSAA's This Week in High School Sports segment. 35-14, Lumen Christi leads at the half on WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
ding your car up in the grocery store parking lot? Trust Trips Collision in Jackson, Lansing, and East Lansing to get you back on the road and take the stress away. Trips prioritizes top-notch customer service with their state-of-the-art equipment to get you a quick turnaround. With a strong commitment to supporting the local community, they work for you. Next time you're in a fender bender, don't stress. Trips Collision, committed to quality repair and customer care. Schedule an appointment for a free estimate at tripscollision.com.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and Drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
Need metal? Al Rowe Metals Outlet makes buying metals and plastics fast and simple. Their retail stores are open to the public to walk in and shop. Their customers include machine shops, job shops, contractors, welders, hobbyists, artists, and do-it-yourselfers. Al Rowe Metals Outlet stores offer saw cutting and shearing while you wait. Michigan locations include Jackson, Ann Arbor, Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo, Lansing, Livonia, Troy, and Warren. Learn more at alrowe.com.
Right now, at this very moment, is your money making money? Because if it's just sitting in a checking or savings account, it may not be. If you'd like to chat about putting your money to work, give me a call. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone veneer or brick to complement any home or office? Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493. Phelps Towing wants to thank Jackson and the surrounding counties for making us your one call when things go wrong out on the roadways. Living in this beautiful area can have its drawbacks from time to time, from car deer collisions to blown tires from potholes. Call 764-1921 to get you back to your busy life. We also do jump starts and vehicle lockouts, as well as vehicle relocations and equipment hauling. When things don't go as planned on the road, call Phelps Towing on Page Ave in Michigan Center, 764-1921.
Participation in high school sports continues to rise, and a Harbor Springs soccer player is rocketing up the goal scored list. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by the Michigan Achievement Scholarship. For the second year in a row, there was a record number of participants in high school sports, this according to the National Federation of State High School Associations. The NFHS reported that during the 2024-25 school year, there were more than 8.2 million participants across the U.S. That's up nearly 200,000 from the previous school year and is an all-time high for participation. The counting of participants for this survey means that, for example, a three-sport athlete counts as three. Michigan has nearly 300,000 participants, ranking eighth in the country. Texas and California remain numbers one and two, with Ohio third, Pennsylvania fourth, and Illinois fifth. Outdoor, track and field, volleyball, and soccer are the top three sports for girls' participation and all saw increases from the previous year. The top three sports for boys remain 11-player football, outdoor track and field, and basketball. And there were more than 1 million participants in 11-player football last season. Girls wrestling saw a 15% jump and topped 74,000 participants nationwide, while boys wrestling topped 300,000 for the first time. Soccer and golf also saw significant increases on the boys' side. For more on the NFHS report and participation across the country, check out nfhs.org. And for participation numbers in Michigan, go to mhsaa.com. It's time for Game Balls, when we highlight a trio of standout performances from the past week. First, Frankenmuth soccer player Troy Trudell. He had two goals and three assists and a 6-0 win over defending Tri-Valley Red Conference champion Bay City John Glenn. Goodrich sophomore Jacob Daggett also made the list for his kicking ability. He drilled a 30-yard game-winning field goal in a 17-14 win over Frankenmuth. And to Nagani's Evan Dallangelo, he had a 96-yard kickoff return in a 30-22 win over Marquette, giving the Diamond Jubilee Trophy back to the Miners.
Graduating seniors could qualify for a tuition-free skill certificate or associate degree through the new Community College Guarantee, no matter their GPA or your household income. Or if your child plans to attend a four-year university or career school, the Michigan Achievement Scholarship Program has them covered. They could get up to $27,500 toward a bachelor's degree or up to $4,000 for career training. Complete the FAFSA to get started at mi.gov/achievement.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with registered official Paige Winnie.
Field hockey is now a fully sponsored MHSA sport, so let's start by getting up to speed on some basics. Field hockey is a fall sport. Games are administered by two officials. Each team plays with 11 players on the field, including the goalkeeper. The field is 100 yards by 60 yards, roughly the same size as a football field. The goals are 12 feet wide and 7 feet high, with the penalty stroke line being drawn 7 yards in front of the center of the goal. Players are not allowed to play the ball with the rounded side of the stick, nor are they allowed to charge, hit, shove, or trip an opposing player. Field hockey games are 60 minutes long, played in 4 15-minute quarters.
Thanks, Paige. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you're interested, please go to the MHSAA website now to register. Going into Tuesday's soccer match against Elk Rapids, Harbor Springs junior Henry Juno needs just 2 goals to notch 100 career goals. Sitting at 98, he is already 46th all-time in the state of Michigan, and the 48 goals he tallied as a sophomore are the 41st most scored in a single season. With the rest of his junior year and entire senior season still to go, it's not out of the question that Juno could threaten the all-time scoring mark of 201 goals set by Aaron Chatfield of Burt Lake Northern Michigan Christian from 2009 to 2012. Harbor Springs has won a district title each of the past 2 seasons, and with Juno's scoring and playmaking ability, the Rams are hoping to advance even farther in the postseason this year. Currently, they're ranked 14th in Division 4. For more on Juno, check out Tom Spencer's article at MHSAA.com. While there, you can see the entire MHSAA soccer record book and complete NPR rankings. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross. We'll be back next week.
At Performance Automotive Northwest, they are a bumper-to-bumper auto parts store, keeping your car on the road all year. But they do more than just auto parts. Get ready for fall cleanup with the right tools from Performance Auto. Leaf blowers, chainsaws, and trimmers from Steel. Tractors from John Deere. And get your lawnmower and tractor winterized. Don't forget your propane refills for hunting season. Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road, across from Meijer. PerformanceAutomotiveNorthwest.com.
It's that time of year. You're freezing in the morning, but having a heat stroke by the afternoon. Beat the heat during the day and stay cozy during the chilly night with Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Amana authorized dealer. Aspen provides fast, reliable repair services to get your heating and cooling back up and running. And consider a new high-efficiency Amana system to reduce those energy bills. Online at aspenheating.com. Always on time or you don't pay a dime.
Are you looking for a rewarding career that improves the lives of your neighbors and community? Ailey Excavating is a third-generation union excavating contractor that has been in business for over 50 years, taking pride in providing clean drinking water and smooth roads for the community. Ailey Excavating is currently looking for employees with asphalt paving experience. Employment benefits include competitive wages, vacation pay, retirement, and health insurance, and a family-friendly atmosphere. Go to www.bailey-excavating.com to download a job application. Ailey Excavating is an equal opportunity employer.
Introducing Form Energy, the energy drink that delivers best-in-class taste using high-quality ingredients at targeted levels with only natural flavors, zero sugar, and natural caffeine derived from green tea extract. Form Energy is designed to provide the hydration and mental focus you need to reach even the most ambitious goals in great flavors, Grape Smash, Screamin' Freedom, Orange Fury, and Blue Blitz. Unlock your full potential with Form Energy. Available now.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. And online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes here at the half, and teams are back out on the field. Some stretching going on. I do have some extra scores from out of town. Again, the halftime, Chelsea was leading Jackson 21-14. Traverse City Central 29-0 leaders over Western. And let's see, I've got Brother Rice 21-0 over U of D Jesuit. Divine Child 35-0 lead over Fenton. Toledo St. Francis 21-17 lead over Perkins. Holt 20-0 lead over Swartz Creek. And with 8:29 to play in the second quarter, our last update, Northwest was leading Adrian 14-10. Northwest looking to start out 2-0 for this year. And I think we had 28-0 Michigan Center was leading Columbia Central. So around the area.
And the Chargers up 7-0 on the Chiefs early in Brazil.
In Brazil.
And the Royals up 2-0 on the Twins as they're making a last wild card team playoff push. For all those other Royal fans other than me out there.
The one, is there, are your kids listening or something?
Well, if they are, Mikel Garcia, two-run digger.
All right.
Okay, well, enough of that.
Enough of the Royals. No, we can talk about their second-place Royals. Well, behind our Detroit Tigers. I should guess I should get a Detroit Tigers update for us while we're at it.
You know, the American, I know this is football. We'll talk a little baseball. It's getting close to playoff time. The Tigers are there. American League, I think, is really wide open. Like, unlike some years where you think, but can you really get by the Yankees or the Red Sox? I just feel like it's anybody's. So
anybody gets hot, hot pitcher or hot staff. Tigers right now trailing 5-4, bottom of the sixth. Fox Sports 101.9 FM. But I know you're not going to switch over there because we have too exciting of a game here, brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Also, brought to you by Aeroquip Credit Union and Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. 35-14, the Titans lead it, but again, I don't think anybody's resting on this lead. I think the Titans are coming out. They're going to come out, what's the word I'm going to use, focused, feeling like, hey, we got a lead, let's keep it. And they're going to go out and do the work, I think, right away. Starting with a possession here, if you march down and score, you start to feel pretty good about a four-score lead. 35-14 with just a couple seconds ticking off our countdown to the start of the second half. Thanks to Eileen, who does the announcements for the band, right? She's just did a great job up here. We gotten used to having her up here. And, of course, all the crew up here in the Titan broadcast booth is always a good time. It's good to see these guys after the summer break, although I did run into a couple of them out at the golf course and made sure they got around on me. But
me and the guys, we usually go out after this game and go. you haven't been invited, pal.
Oh no, I. You guys been hanging out.
We have a great time.
Well,
here we go.
Titans regular return guys back there deep, and Burgess catches it at the 12, works toward the middle of the field, still on his feet, down to the 35, ran into a tackler, able to fall forward and get pretty good starting field position here for Lumen Christie. Burgess catching it down on that right hash and moving toward the middle of the field. They'll put it actually at the 30. He's dancing around here. Where are you going to put it down, brother? 35, I was right initially. We're underway here in the second half. Titans lead at 35-14, and the offense did a really great job of capitalizing on turnovers. And, you know, that's what we were talking kind of during the break there. Nobody expected this many mistakes from Notre Dame. Gaston's under center here. And he goes to Sattler to the right side of the formation, bounces back in, gets the 10-yard line, and then maybe one more, two more. They're going to put him out at the 47-yard line. So about 12 yards on first down for the Titans. And that was the That was like an instant replay of his best runs of the first half. He does that one little bounce, finds the hole, and takes off. Sattler is doing a great job running tonight.
Yeah, kind of just a one cut back. You know, you're not going to see flashy things, it doesn't look like. Steve, you always like talk about adjustments and stuff. And you're Pontiac Notre Dame. You know what Sattler's been killing you. But sometimes that's easier said than done.
True.
Like, you know, your adjustment is, well, we got to put an extra guy up there or something. But Lumen Lyon is pushing.
They motion, strong side left. Pitch out to Sattler. He gets a step, makes the right read, down to the 40 in Notre Dame territory, and caught 13 yards on first down there, out to the 40-yard line. And again, another run where the defense didn't do anything wrong. Lumen Christie just had that blocked outstandingly.
I could run for 7 yards of carry if no one's touching me for six.
And as you mentioned, Sattler's vision's been tremendous. He seems to pick the right hole every time. Tomas, not believing you're six-yard.
He's questioning my abilities. Hey, if nobody touches me for 6 yards, I guarantee I can get seven. I can fall forward.
I don't believe it. It's not. It's about the actual running 6 yards. Hand off to Wilicki up the middle. A fullback trap. He's getting about four there on first down. Second down and six. And they're going to call it 3 yards, second and seven. 10:24 to play. We're in the third quarter here. Learn's going to come out of the game, and maybe a big formation here for the Titans on second and seven from the Notre Dame 37. Working from the left hash, going right to left on your radio dial. Titans in the golden green shirts under center Gaston. A little cutback run to Sattler, and he's going to get stopped for little or no game, maybe give him a yard and make it third down and eight, seven and a half.
Linebacker Brody Sink in on another play. I know we haven't been talking much about that D, but Sink's been in seemingly every running play tackle.
Yeah, you can see why he might be a Division I linebacker at the next level. They'll put a little more bulk on him, but he's got the measurables. He's tall and lean, athletic, and he's making plays, so you can tell he can see the field and read the offense. 9:22 to go in the third. Third down, a long play here for the Titans. Two receivers out to the right. Gaston play action. He's rolling that way. Gets pressure. Gets it away. Caught. And a little bit of contact. Again, they get him stopped short of the line to gain. And Gaston hit as he released that one.
And that was Sink hitting him, too.
Fourth and three for the Titans. So that's a fourth and manageable. Line to gain is at the 30-yard line. They're at the 33. We'll huddle up here.
Yeah, that's
the receiver on the play was contact. And I think he kind of was expecting a little more contact than he got. I think he's able to make that line to gain if he's able to bounce off that contact a little bit. But he went down. Fourth and three to go. Titans under center. Give him a little hard count here. No, they go quick. Pitch out to Sattler. He's going to try to get the edge. Not going to get there. Cuts it back in. And stopped short of the first down line to gain. The ball comes out late in the play. Notre Dame says they got it. We got a scrum on the field. A little wrestling match out there. I think they're going to say it was down.
Yeah, and they can be excited for the fumble if they want. Either way, they were going to get
about
possession.
About the same field position, yeah. So I think they're discussing whether or not it was a fumble. I don't think it matters. It's going to be first and 10 Notre Dame at about the 29 or 31 here. They put it right on the 30, so maybe they are calling a fumble. Because if he had carried the ball to the 30, it would be first down.
Yeah.
Anyway, turnover down on downs, fumble, whatever. It's first and 10 prep going the other way, left to right. They pitch it out to Lepardo on first down. He gets a little room. Again, going from the 30, he's up to the 35 on first down, second and five for the Irish. Ben Lepardo on the carry, the senior running back. And again, they go no huddle back to the line of scrimmage. Shotgun for Stoll. Hands off again on second down. Lepardo cuts into the secondary. Good block, and he's all the way up to the 30. Cuts it back to the 20, makes a tackler miss. Inside the 10, knocked out at about the 7. Amarion Clay wanted an illegal block out there as he got knocked down. But a great run by Lepardo, and he did a nice, got himself an extra probably 8 at the end of the run. And let's see where the official spot ended up. And they're going to put it out to the 7. First and goal from the 7. Prep already attacking on their first possession of the second half, trying to cut into this Lumen lead. Lepardo getting the sweet play out to the edge. He's not going to be able to make the edge. Great pursuit by the Titans defense to bring him down for no gain.
And that's Jack Fitzpatrick showing some speed, because if Lepardo turns that corner, he might be in the end zone.
Second down and goal from the set. I'll give him a yard from the 6. 7:14 to play in the third quarter. Still out of the shotgun. And they'll hand it off this time into the middle of the formation and brought down for a short gain. There is Anthony Tartaglia. He'll stay in the game, and he's going to split out wide right. 6:50 to play. Nobody in the backfield this time. Still will take it out of the shotgun. Third down and goal. Looking to throw. Gets into that corner and caught. Slipped it in. Touchdown. Prep, and that's, of course, Brody Sink. We gave him a hard time about dropping that one, and he hasn't dropped one since, and that's a touchdown for Prep.
It was a nice little move by Sink. He kind of faked inside, got Johnny Walters to bite a little bit, and then Walters, it looked like, kind of slipped on that bite, and Sink just opened.
Made the catch, slipped into the end zone, and it'll be extra point try. It looks like the offense is staying out right now, so maybe a two-point try here. 35-20 the score, 6:40 to play in the third, and that's why the Titans might look to try to use that last second at the half. Quick strike here by Notre Dame, and we still got a lot of football to play, and they cut the lead down to 2 scores.
Well, you mentioned it at halftime that this lead, even though it seemed comfortable, is not comfortable.
And looking to throw for the extra point, and incomplete. Just felt like a misread or miscommunication on the route. Titans covered it all right. Incomplete, and so 35-20 is where we sit. 30-second break, and let's kick off again. 35-20, Titans lead it on WKHM. And let's kick.
Need plastics? Alro Plastics is your source for cut-to-size performance plastics. Their inventory includes sheet, rod, tube, grating, and plate. They cut and ship many orders the same day. Since 1987, Alro Plastics has provided value-added processing to meet the most demanding fabrication requirements. Whether your business is large or small, they will provide you with competitive pricing, technical support, and superior service. Learn more at alro.com/plastics.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. And online at WKHM.com.
Gatewood back to return with Burgess, both standing on the 9-yard line. As Prep set to kick off. Stutter step, pretty good kick. That's going to take him back to the 6. Burgess fields it on the right side of the field, now cuts it to the sideline. Still on his feet, breaks a tackle, picking through the defense and out to the 30-yard line. Decent return for Burgess. 6:29 to play in the third. Titans lead at 35-20. The last drive stalled out. They'll get it back again here with the lead. And it feels threatened after a quick score there by Prep. And on that drive, Lumen didn't really have an answer defensively. It looked more like those that early drive in the beginning of the game for the Irish.
And again, I mentioned it earlier, first downs, they were getting 5-6 yards of first down, yeah. And that kind of set them up.
Titans come to the line of scrimmage, high formation, Gaston under center. Contact's going to cut out. They pitch it out to the left side for Sattler, and he's not going to be able to get the edge there. He managed to not lose any yardage, but right back to the 30 for 2nd and 10 now for Lumen Christie.
I'll give you a guess at who made that tackle. If you guess Brody Sink, you'll be correct. He's got to have, I mean, we don't keep tackle stats here, but he's got to be upwards near double digits already.
They didn't have to throw everything at him, just the Sink.
Nice. You still and I appreciate
season,
it. Though. No,
that
no,
felt
no.
Like mid-season
I liked it.
5:52 ticking away here in the third quarter. 35-20 Titan lead. That last touchdown for Prep, despite us rooting for Lumen a little bit. Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning. Gas and little play action. Out to the flat. Malicki all by himself. He's going to get the first yard, first down, and then some into the 50. Knocked out. It looks like at about the 46. They're going to mark it at the 45 in prep territory. Great play call again by the Titans. They had gone to Sattler a few times right out of the gate here in the second half. And that time they just did a little play action, and Walicki leaked out into the flat and was wide open, and Gaston didn't miss him. First and 10 Titans, 45-yard line in Notre Dame prep territory.
I wish we would have had a field view to see Walicki's eyes there when he turned around, because he saw nobody, and he had to be shocked. There was no one around him.
So 5:31 to go here now. First and 10. Titans break the huddle. Gaston coming in under center. High formation. Deep back is Sattler. Split wide left. We've got a receiver. It's not going to matter. Handoff goes into the middle, and he'll get maybe a yard there. On the first down carry to Sattler right into the line at the 44. Second and nine for the Titans. 5:18 taken away here in the third quarter.
Steve, have you ever heard of Lucas Catula? You
I
haven't
had.
Because he just made that tackle, and that's the first person other than Brody Sinkman.
At least in the second half, it feels like.
Yeah.
He did something in the first half because it's
okay.
His last name's Catula, and I was like, Cthulhu? And then I was like, no, he doesn't look like an evil sea creature of myth, just a high school football player.
Glad your job is stable.
Play action, Gaston with the naked boot. Sold the fake again, and he's going to get about 10 yards on that carry. We'll see where he touched down. They give him just 10. Out to the 35, and a first down for Lumen Christie. They've run that bootleg play successfully about three times, including going for touchdowns. You know, Gaston's not as though this is his first time in a quarterback. Obviously, they've got a game under their belt a week ago. He used to get some minutes at the end of Titan games last year. Tremendous athlete and a player who's been around this program for a long time. So,
well, we used to joke that he had to have the worst rush per carry average in the state because every time he was in there, he was kneeling. His average is going way up because he's had some big runs so far.
He's probably checking that at the beginning of the year. Hey, how many runs do I need to get back to zero? He hands off to Sattler, cuts it off to the right side. He's got some running room over there. Dives in at the 25 to get the first down distance. And they'll move the chains again on first down with 10 yards on the carry. And we're down to 4 minutes here in the third. And this is the exact kind of drive that the Titans needed to come out and eat up some of this clock and shorten the game.
Steve, am I imagining things are, and maybe you haven't seen, but Gaston, as he's running over getting plays from Coach Brogan, looks like he has a little bit of hitching the giddy up.
See, look to me earlier like he was shaking out something from his shoulder, maybe.
Okay.
That left arm.
Right there, he looks pretty smooth running back.
Yep. 3:36 on the clock running. First and 10 Titans from the Notre Dame prep 25-yard line. And the deep back again is Sattler, and we're going to get a timeout whistle here from the Titans sideline.
Yeah, they needed to call that. That play clock was running down.
Good chance for us to take a 30-second timeout. 3:27 to play, 35-20 Titans on WKHM. 3:27
get
to play,
a great deal on versatile Kubota equipment today. Like the Kubota L-Series compact tractor, the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S., Z-Series mowers, and Sidekick utility vehicles. Stop by your local Kubota dealer today. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment with 0% financing available or save up to $3,500. Now through September 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue. Online at KubotaKings.com.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. FM and online at
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, we got an update from Western. Panthers have gotten on the scoreboard, 36-7. They trail, though, nearing the end of the third quarter against Traverse City Central. First and 10 here out of the timeout, and during the timeout, Sattler getting a little like cramp stretch out. So he's out of the game. Marion Clave in the backfield. Be able to sidestep a tackle, get out to the 20, and inside down to maybe the 18 before he stopped. Nicest run, I think, of the day for Marion Clave, or at least the first time we've seen him in a while. How many small, 19.
How many small schools in the area or the state have the luxury of, well, Sattler's out, we'll put in a Marion Clay?
Yeah, and we saw Marion Clay rip off some big runs last year in relief minutes for Cadell Williams, and right now doing the same for Sattler. Sattler back on the field for this one, second down and about four for the Titans from the 19-yard line. 2:49 to play. They lead at 35-20. The D-back is Sattler. Play is to him. He cuts it outside, turns it upfield to the 10, knocked out of bounds at the 9. And Sattler's just seemed to find the right place to run. And he's, as you mentioned, Brian, weight training, whatever you want to give credit to, he's definitely ran big. Although he's slow to get up here, and as we mentioned, we've had some cramps stretching out here on the field, and it looks like maybe it's a Notre Dame player who was struggling for a moment. He's back on his feet.
Catula
said he's ready to go.
He's cramping up.
Sattler on the sideline taking his time, and he's going to get some attention from the trainer and maybe a little stretch out again. So
he might need to do some lifting tonight, lifting some pickle juice to the mouth. Take care of those cramps.
First and goal for the Titans, though, from the 10. I thought maybe he'd get a little bit inside the 10, but it's going to be first and every bit of 10 yards to goal for the Titans with 2:39 to play and a 35-20 lead. But a great drive for Lumen here, answering the score from Notre Dame and really running out a lot of this third quarter clock. In motion is learned. They pitch it out to his way, left side for Clay. He's untouched for about 5 yards down to the 2-yard line. He's bounced out of bounds, but a great gain on first and goal for Amarion Clay and running right in that well-blocked lane by the Titans.
Yeah, that was even Wes learned out there with the wide receiver block.
Yeah, that's primarily been what his value has been, and they don't mind you letting him lead block on a play because he's done a great job.
Sattler back in for Clay.
So clock does stop at 2:33 with second and goal from the 2. Sattler back on the field.
It's kind of been Sattler territory here.
Gaston under center. It's Walicki in as the fullback. And we'll get another Lumen Christie timeout. 2.5 to go, third quarter. Titans take a timeout. We'll keep it right here. 35-20 Titan lead. And our game coverage brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain, our presenting sponsor all season long. Thank you to them. The Brokerage House. Brokerage House, one of our sponsors for the K105.3 Fall Fest and Chili Classic coming up on Saturday, September 27th. Sign up today to cook chili or make salsa for the competition, K1053.com/fallfest.
Didn't you have a chili entry 1 year?
I've been on like the chili prep team. I've never been in charge of the recipe.
So fill us in on what one has to do to be part of a chili prep team.
I opened cans, and that was kind of it.
Okay.
You don't want, I mean, I'm not a chili eater, really, so
okay.
I wouldn't know what tastes good or doesn't. So.
Okay.
And a lot of chili eaters that will be down there September 27th, noon to 7 for the event, downtown Jackson. Free for most items if you do want to be a chili eater. $5 for the wristband, all you can find chili. Second and goal, they hand it off to Sattler. He dives in. They're going to give him a touchdown on that one. He needed to get to the goal line. He got the goal line plus just barely. Counts anyway. Touchdown for Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Always on time or you don't pay a dime. And with 2:28 to play in the third, Titans expand their lead to 41-20 with an extra point coming up.
I'm going to predict a semi-high snap, but right through the uprights.
Yeah, that's what's been. And it makes me wonder, I'm asking too much out of the snap. It's just a little bit above his helmet, but he's able to grab it and pull it right down. Very good handling. And yeah. I think it's Burgess out there.
Yeah, Burgess has been doing a great job getting those snaps down.
Broden Burgess, sophomore running back, defensive back, has been an important cog in this Lumen Christie lineup. And with a 41-20 lead, I don't think anybody would have guessed that advantage for the Titans at this point. And the hole is good. Kick is good. 42-20. Let's kick it off again. Third quarter almost done, but we got time for prep to get it back one more time. 42-20 Titans lead on WKHM back in 30 seconds. Time 42-20.
Dana Brown here from the Brokerage House Real Estate. Fall is in the air and things are cooling off, but the real estate market is as hot as ever. At the Brokerage House, we are assisting buyers and sellers, right-sizers, veterans, first-timers, and more. Our expert staging and amazing marketing will make your real estate experience top-notch. Visit us at one of our three convenient locations, including our newest office at 113 East Michigan Ave in lovely Grass Lake. Check out DanaBrownHomes.com to see your current home values.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. And online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, Tigers trailing 7-4. Flaherty on the mound. I guess that's not really a shock then. Tigers are trailing. Kickoff goes high down to this 14-yard line and fielded by Notre Dame. They'll run it right out to the 30 where they'll take over, trailing by 22.
One thing that never seems to change year to year is good Lumen Christi kickoff coverage teams.
Yeah.
You watch them and they all have great lane discipline. Nobody's trying to do too much.
Yep. Two to play in the third. Chelsea leads Jackson 35-14. And actually, Western showing some life late in that one. Now trailing 35-14. Handoff on first down for Prep. Lepardo is going to get a couple yards, and then he's going to come out of there with maybe a cramp.
It's getting to that point in the game, isn't it?
It is, or at least it appears to be. We seem to have that in these early season games almost every year.
I know with all the scoring that's been done, my hand's even cramping up a little bit writing these things down. Who's scoring and what time. You know, I'm out of practice too, Steve.
I know.
I got to get my hand in shape.
And nobody, you know, you haven't had to go to school or anything? Right on the chalkboard?
Tomas is looking a little crampy over there on the clock.
His clock finger is giving him trouble. He's that talented, though. He can use a different finger and still get the job done.
He's amphibious.
Shotgun here for Stowe and Notre Dame, and a handoff out of the backfield is going to go for three. Past the 35, out to the 36, and it'll be third down at about four for Notre Dame. And that was Tartaglia on the carry. Third down. 4 yards for Notre Dame. Minute 20 to play in the third quarter. Empty backfield for Stoll. Four wide receivers, three of them to his left. He's looking over there. Gets it into the flat, and just up too high for the receiver on the play, Lucas Catula. And he limps down with a cramp as well.
Yeah, that was a high pass, but Catula stretching to get that. You could see immediately cramping. And this is an interesting down and distance here. It looks like Pontiac's going to keep their offense out there.
Trailing by 22, 72 seconds to play in the third quarter, and still out of the backfield. Three wide this time. And he's looking left, looking up the middle, now pulling it down. He's going to get the first down distance on the run, past the 45, down to the 48-yard line. Stowe. It's the best he's done, and that might have even been a designed kind of delayed run, although he held it for quite a while.
You and I like giving comps to people. Stowe kind of looks, this is kind of an obscure one, kind of looks like Mike Glennon. I don't know if you know. He used to be
that
QB
is
for
obscure.
NC State.
That's from Time Tampa Bay, maybe?
Yeah,
is that?
He's got that Mike Glennon body.
All right. And if anybody is catching the Mike Glennon reference, then good job, Brian. Otherwise, who? And there's another keep from Stowe, and as the Titans have been unable to get pressure on him back there, he's been able to escape. He's going to run that one into Titans territory. He goes out at the 37-yard line. First and 10 for the Irish in Titan territory now. We got 36 seconds. He went out of bounds, so that stops the clock. And again, three-score lead for the Titans, and it still doesn't feel fully comfortable yet because Prep has been able to have these kind of quick drives. I think we started with a minute 20 or so. And here they are on the other side of the field. Tartaglia is getting a good run. He's going to get out to the 30. Hit hard when he does get there, but that's 8 yards on first down. And that'll be second and 2.5, let's call it. But 25 seconds, this keeps the clock running.
They'll get off at least one more play.
Yep, they get up, no huddle. Shotgun Stowe. Tartaglia is in the backfield.
They wanted a jump.
Second down. 7 seconds. Four wide receivers. Takes a snap. Play action. Got one-on-one over toward the corner. Gets it up high. Jump ball. Broken up. Good defense over there by the Titans.
Johnny Walters.
Johnny Walters breaking that one up because it looked like Sink maybe had it, and Walters just got his hand in there and batted it away. Time runs out on the third quarter. 60-second break. 42-20 Titans lead with 12 to play on WKHM. 42.
We can't predict everything in life. Perhaps no one understands that more than Michigan farmers. Weather, poor crops, the economy. All are variables that farmers learn to navigate every season. The Jenkins Insurance Group, your local Farm Bureau insurance agency, represents Michigan's largest farm insurer. They're here to help protect your farm and rural lifestyle. Call the Jenkins Insurance Group today. They're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company, at 879-5171.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. And online at WKHM.com.
All right, 12 minutes to play. We're in the fourth quarter. Our game brought to you by Minute Man Sewer and Drain, 42-20 Titans lead. Notre Dame with the football, and should be third down in about three here.
Steve, in that timeout, I saw two players, one Titan and one Irish, down on the ground getting stretched for cramps. And it's not a hot evening.
No. I was kind of thought, I almost maybe even said it, like maybe we won't have a lot of cramps this game. It's not that warm, but humidity is still up a little bit, and it seems inevitable that for those first couple games of the year, we're going to have guys cramping up. Stowe in the shotgun. They've got second down on the marker, but it should be third down and three here.
Officials talking that over.
Yeah, and there's getting in there to let them know it is third down. And now they've changed the sign on the field. The scoreboard was right all along.
I think a Pontiac Irish guy over there flipping it over to second down, trying for some tomfoolery.
Two wideouts here for prep, way wide right. Still on the left hash. He hands off to Lepardo on third down and short. He's going to get a couple yards, but it's still short of the line to gain, and that's going to make it fourth and two. Lepardo, who was gone for a lot of that this drive in the third quarter with some cramping, he seems to be fine right now. Fourth down and short. They're going to try to get the Titans to jump. Now they go to the sideline for the play call. Still in the shotgun. Lepardo to his back and left. And they give it to Lepardo. No, keep Stowe. Great keep. He's going to get hit and down at the 5. It's from the 29. Carries all the way down to about the 5-yard line. And that was a great option decision for Stowe to keep it. And takes it for a big gain. First and goal for Notre Dame.
Yeah, Stowe did a nice read right there. Saw the linebacker crashing down.
Gives to Lepardo on the first down and goal carry, and he's into the end zone. So prep scores again, keeping their hopes alive here and cutting the lead down to 42-26. 11-16 to play in the game. And we'll get, they went for two last time. It almost, feel like if you get go for two and you miss, it almost pigeonholes you to go for it the next time. They are going to kick, it looks like. 42-26 with 11-16 to go. And maybe you wait for that two-point try after your next score, but now you got to look to get stops. The Titans with a really long, sustained drive with their last possession. And I think that's going to be good. Yes. 42-27, touchdown for Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. We got another 30-second break, and we'll kick it off again on WKHM next. Another.
Dana Brown here from the Brokerage House Real Estate. Fall is in the air and things are cooling off, but the real estate market is as hot as ever. At the Brokerage House, we are assisting buyers and sellers, right-sizers, veterans, first-timers, and more. Our expert staging and amazing marketing will make your real estate experience top-notch. Visit us at one of our three convenient locations, including our newest office at 113 East Michigan Ave in lovely Grass Lake. Check out DanaBrownHomes.com to see your current home values.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM and online at WKHM.com. And online at WKHM.com.
11:16 to play in this one. Pontiac Notre Dame Prep scores and keeps us within two scores, and now it's important for them to get a stop. The Titans offense has looked largely unstoppable a lot of the time.
Lumen needs to be alert here.
You got to be concerned about the onside kick. Doesn't look like it's going to come. It is. Bounces it just right, but great hands up there. Taking it to the turf.
Walters.
Johnny Walters over there making another play for Lumen Christi. And so they'll get good field position here after the onside kick fails. Although, I think he got it to do exactly what he wanted it to do.
Yeah, got that big high first bounce, and Walters really had to almost like made an over-the-shoulder catch.
Yeah, that looked a diving for a touchdown kind of catch, but it was just to make sure they didn't give Prep a chance to get the football back.
That's a big play by Walters right there. If he doesn't come up with that, I think Pontiac gets that.
Yeah. 11:13 to go here, 42-27 Titan lead, and they come up quickly from the huddle. Set that line of scrimmage. Gaston under center. Deep back is Sattler. In motion is Clay. Sattler takes it into the middle. Picks through, and he's in the secondary. He's on the run. Nobody's going to catch Sattler this time. Touchdown, Lumen. No flags on the play. Just another Paul Sattler carry that goes the distance. And just when you started thinking maybe Prep's got some momentum and a chance to get back in here, a dagger from Lumen Christi, and Sattler having the game of his life today with another touchdown.
So Sattler with his fourth touchdown, Steve, and on those touchdown runs alone, 146 yards. Just on the four touchdowns.
Yeah.
So forget all the other yardage. We're looking at, boy, we're going to have to get a number on that.
And again, this game has gone in a lot of ways the way we expected. I don't think we expected the special teams turnovers from Prep, but both teams have played largely penalty-free football, and just we've seen great plays, great offensive, defensive line play, individual efforts, and Burgess, the holder, late to get out there. Still got 11 seconds. Hold is down, and kick looked a little wide left, and so a little miss there for Wetzel. His leg might be getting tired of all these extra points. 49-27 with 11:02 to play. And we'll keep it on the broadcast here as we get reset for the kickoff. Our show, our coverage brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain, along with a bunch of other fine sponsors, including Phelps Towing. How about Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, County National Bank. Some of our other score updates. Let's see what we got. Western now trailing 50-14 with 9:53 to play in the fourth quarter over there at Western. Thanks to GOC, Tom Ratchford, for collecting the scores that we've gotten. Adrian just scored with 101 left and leads Northwest now 24-21. So the Mounties going to need some heroics to start out the season 2-0. Our last update, Chelsea was leading Jackson 35-14. Our score here, 48-27, a 21-point advantage for Lumen Christi, and they'll kick off to Pontiac Notre Dame Prep now. And deep to return for the Irish, Christopher Artinian, it looks like. And Lepardo, who's been the most common return guy. Oh, we got, it was Ross Cerfoli. Lepardo's got it. The 20 cuts back to the right sideline, out to the 25, nothing more. It might give them the 26 on the spot. That looks like where it is. And 10:56 to play, 48-27. Pontiac Notre Dame Prep, the defending Division V state champions, and their sophomore quarterback need another one of those quick drives if they want to have any hopes taking a W home.
They're going to have to do it early, at least, without Lepardo, who's, again, being stretched out for cramps, which that's third or fourth time we've seen him down.
Yeah, it was like, just like Titans and Sattler, they got to step on the sideline. Great throw and catch. And caught in bounds and a nice gain. And that's Brody Sink again on the reception. That throw was on the money. He caught it in stride. Two defenders out there, too, so they get him out of bounds right away. But that's at the 45 in Titans territory. Stops the clock. He said they need to do it quick. That's pretty quick. And Lepardo is still not in the backfield. It's empty here for Stowe. Back to throw, looking left. Still has time, now escaping the pocket, throwing on the run to the right sideline and to the bench, incomplete. And probably a wise call from Stowe to not try to force anything. He did throw an interception in the first half.
Stowe had a lot of time right then, but great job in coverage.
10:42 on the clock here, second and 10 from the Titans 45. Stowe in the shotgun, and it's Tartaglia back there, and he does get the handoff out to the 40, maybe the 39. I'll bring up third and about four for Notre Dame Prep. 10.5 to play, and the clock running now. Of course, no huddle again here for the Irish. Still out of the backfield, out of the shotgun, and he's looking to pass again. Looking down the seam, get the middle of the field, and a nice catch. And still on his feet, Marion Clay able to wrangle him down. And it's down to the 25, and on the catch is Ross Trifoli.
Clay doing his best Peanut Tillman impersonation, trying to knock that ball out of there, but unsuccessfully.
Four wide for Stowe, and he goes into the middle of the field, and that's caught, breaks a tackle down to the 10. On the reception is magic number 11, and we don't know who that is.
It's Mike Nahal. I think that is what I heard his name was.
Is that what it is?
I'm not sure, but.
Tartaglia in the backfield. Stowe, the quarterback, takes the snap. Looking to the right. He's got one-on-one in the corner. That fade route, incomplete. And good coverage by the freshman over there for the Titans. No flags come out, just good defense. And again, we do get a flag coming in here late.
And that was by the quarterback. I'm not sure if they're going to get a
roughing. Maybe?
Roughing, unless it was a holding call. There was one blocker back there trying to keep.
That is the call. So tack on some yards here for the Irish. They don't need any help. We do have down on the field getting stretched out again, and this time it is Contat.
Yeah, and that was Contat who was penalized as well, so the double whammy.
Paying the price doubly.
Yeah. I think Coach Brogan has that power where you do something to get a penalty he doesn't like, he'll strike you down with a cramp.
He forces you to have a cramp. I don't know. We'll have to check in his list of powers. But that does get the spot down to the 5-yard line. First and goal for the Irish from there. 9:44 to go. They trail by 21. Not giving up hope. You know who we haven't seen have a catch for a while is Drake Rowe. They've really been shutting him down.
Way to jinx it.
Stowe in the shotgun here. And he hands off Tartaglia. He breaks a tackle, going to force his way down to the 2-yard line. Be second and goal from there.
You talk about Roa being quiet. I think when Johnny Walters has been on him most of the game and been a shutdown guy for the Lumen defense.
They switch it here. Sink now on the left side. And Roa in the slot. Stowe rolling out and able to complete the pass into the end zone, out of the backfield. It was Lucas Catula. And overcoming cramps to score that touchdown. 9:15 to play, 48-33. All of our touchdowns are brought to you by Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. And we'll get an extra point try. Looks like this is going to be a kick. They can cut it to 14 again. Fulcher, senior kicker, the left footer. That one's high and over the upright and through. Extra point's good. 48. 49. Oh, they hit the wrong one. 48-34. Should be. No. 48-34,
right?
Yeah. Yeah. All right, they corrected. 9:15 to play, and let's keep it here. And the Titans will get the football back. Of course, we saw the onside attempt last time for prep. Possibility here again.
Yeah, when you're prepping right now, you just aren't feeling like you're going to be able to stop that Lumen offense. You almost have to gamble. Some people might be thinking, well, 9 minutes is a lot of time. It's not when you're just having a hard time stopping this Lumen juggernaut offense right now.
And you got to figure out how to get two scores and give up no scores in that time frame. So there it is. This time, right on the ground and fielded immediately by the Titans. And I didn't see who dove on that one, but great hands coverage there. It didn't even get to go 10 yards. And we want to give credit to on there.
Is that Walters again?
Number 21, Nolan Huff.
Okay.
I think making that play. So they'll put it right at the 50. 9:12 to play, and the Titans have the football at midfield. This offense has managed to put up 48 points here. Offensive explosion for the Titans, and really a good offense by Prep. It's those couple of special teams errors that really gave the Titans that couple score advantage that they've been able to hold on to. They hand off to Sattler. He bounces outside. He's going to have some room. Cuts to the edge. Now cuts it upfield. He's going to get the line to gain at the 40. Down to the 38 before he stopped. 12 yards on first down for Sattler. And the Titans move the chains and keep possession and start the clock running.
Sattler's happy about the gain and happy that he hopped up with no cramp. That's one of the first carries he's had where he didn't cramp right away in this second half.
8:50 and the clock running. They break the huddle. Give us to Sattler again. He looks to go right now. Cuts back into the middle. Dives into that hole that he sees. And out to the 36. We'll give him 5 on first down.
So, Steve, at Michigan, if you're the next great receiver, they always give you number one, starting maybe with Anthony Carter. At Lumen, if you think if you're the next great, like, fullback linebacker, you just get 22.
Yeah, that might be the thing.
We're going to look into that. Or it's just a coincidence.
It's been effective here. Second down, we'll say 6 here for the Titans. Line to gain just over the 30-yard line into the 29, 7:50 to play. And the football's at the 34. Hey, thanks to the golf cart guy from the parking lot giving me a ride out here with the equipment to the press box. Ooh. It's a guess and keeping on a kind of a QB sweep or maybe a broken play. Nevertheless, he's going to get back to the line of scrimmage and nothing more. They'll make a 3rd down and 6 for Lumen Christi. 7:28 to go.
Yeah, that play didn't go anywhere, but it's going to waste another 40 seconds. But we've seen this Notre Dame offense score quickly. So if you're Lumen, even with a 14-point lead, you feel like you need to punch one in here to kind of salt it away.
And as much as they've been able to shorten this half, 7 minutes still doesn't feel like long enough. And they're going to run 2 plays here. And ball security hasn't been an issue so far for the Titans, but nevertheless, it's on your mind. Avoid the turnover, pitch out to Sattler, and he sidesteps a tackle in the backfield, stays on his feet, gets out to the 30, and that's going to make it 4th and 1.5 here, maybe. 6:35 to play, and that's a huge run by Sattler. And again, they get a little penetration, but he's got such great vision. He sees it coming, and so he doesn't even have to make a dynamic or amazing play. Just the footwork is right on time, and he sees it coming and sidesteps it easily and carries it out with power to the 30-yard line.
And you would think this would be Sattler here. We'll probably get a hard count, too. We'll see if they can draw him off sides, I bet.
In motion. Walicki, hand off to Sattler. He powers in for the 1st down and moves the chains for the Titans. 6 minutes to play, and that's huge. Final from Chelsea. The Bulldogs beat the Vikings 35-14. Jackson led that early, but Chelsea onslaught after that.
The knowledgeable Titan fans here in front of us understand what a big first down pickup that was.
Yeah. The student section, all dressed in white.
Give them some credit. They never sit down. They're up all game.
Cheerleaders have been keeping them going, too. Titans running that play clock down to 12 seconds before they break the huddle, coming up to the line with 10 on the play clock. 5:35 on the game clock. Learned in motion. They give it in the fullback dive. There, we haven't seen much of that today. So that's maybe only the second time they've done it there, but it gets them down to the 22-yard line, and another prep player with a cramp jumps to his feet, but limping around out there. And that's second and five with five yards on that first down halfback trap to Walicki.
Walicki's look good.
Yeah. Out of the backfield, lead blocking, and now carrying the ball. As Gaston comes in from the sideline with the play. Under five to play in the game, 48-34. Prep's got to feel the pressure right now to get a stop, second and five. Settler, the deep back, learned in motion. They give to Settler, left side, into the middle, through the line, cuts it to the opposite sideline. What a great piece of running by Settler. In traffic, untouched to the end zone from the 23. Just sees his way through the traffic so clearly and goes untouched. 4:42 to play, and the Titans put number 54 up on the scoreboard and can make it 55 with an extra point from Wetzel.
You know, I know the Lumen running back stable in the past many years has been vast. I'm wondering who's had six touchdowns, though.
Snap a little high and blocked. Extra point blocked there. 54-34 is where we sit, a 20-point lead. Three scores, though, still for the Titans. Feels pretty safe now. 4:42 to play in this one. What a great drive by the Titans. They needed to salt this one away, and they did exactly what they needed to. And, again, Sattler with just a crazy run on that one. Started out to the left of the line, moved back in the middle, and then sliced his way all the way to the right sideline to outpace the defense and score. Impressive piece of running. 4:42 to play, 54-34 Titans, and Prep comes back out to return a kickoff with that short time frame remaining in this game. And again, back there are Ross Trifoli and Ben Lepardo, and they're going to switch sides, actually. Oh, I think we got a different.
West Learn kicking off for the Titans.
And it will be learned with the kickoff. And actually back there is Ashton Gust. And that one's going to go past the return guys into the end zone for a touchback. Learned showing off the legginess. Powerful kick and our first touchback of the night. Big score here for the Titans offense, and a big night for Paul Sattler out of the backfield. We do have a final Adrian 24-21 win over Northwest as Stowe takes the snap, rolling out, throws into the flat, and that'll be stopped for no gain, maybe lost a yard even. Also Chelsea 35-14, that's a final with Jackson High. 50-14, Traverse City Central beats Western to avenge Western defeat last year. That final over on K105.3. Bottom of the eighth, Tigers trail 7-5, so they did manage to score a run across in the eighth and still at the plate. 5-yard penalty against Pontiac Notre Dame Prep. 4:17 remains. 54-34, Brian. Fun game. I mean, it's not the game I think we anticipated having, but it's still been entertaining, and it's really been more offensive than I thought. Maybe we'd have more of a ground battle and a more rugged game, but this has really been wide open.
If you had Sattler for 296 yards and six touchdowns on your bingo card, you win.
Still rolling out, second and 15. He gets the throwaway to Rowan. He's taken down with authority on the sideline there. What a tackle by Nolan Huff. 4-0-1, and Rowe's still down. That could be cramp. That could be wind knocked out of you. Like, that was just a nice... Got him. Yeah, caught him and like took him down. Maybe ribs.
A little rib shot.
Now he's getting the cramp stretch with the trainer over there.
Well, that's not going to help his ribs.
It's not going to do anything for his ribs. Speaking of ribs, I'm starting to get a little hungry here at the postgame. 4:01 to go here in a 20-point Titan lead. All of our touchdowns brought to you by Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. You want to get all of the scores from around the area and elsewhere, make sure you catch Sports Saturday tomorrow morning. Luke Moorhead from 9 to 10 here in WKHM. And I'm sure he'll have a good preview for the Lions and the Green Bay Packers coming up on Sunday. That's going to be a massive battle.
That's going to be fun. That division's tough and anybody's guess, really.
And I think there's something to look for in all the teams. You know, you got the former Lions coordinator, Ben Johnson, and the Bears. J.J. McCarthy, Michigan quarterbacks getting the start for Minnesota. Micah Parsons, is he playing on Sunday? I thought that was touch and go.
It is up in the air. And then, of course, the Lions.
What are they going to look like with the new offense-defense coordinators? Stoll with the throw and miscommunication. A sink turned inside, and he threw it outside. So they're being fourth down now, under four to play. And if you don't get this, I think that's it.
Yeah, like literally, if he doesn't, I'm leaving. I'm going to grab a piece of pizza. I mean, I think the player of the game is kind of done.
I know. So is there going to be a bunch of anticipation?
Like, you need me for nothing at this point.
Let's argue about player of the game. I want it to be. I can't even think of a Wetzel. They do punt it away. Big high punt. Nobody back to return, so it takes a bounce down to the 36 and settles there in Titan territory with 3:45. That's throwing up the white flag, I believe, Brian.
Boy, with their offense, I am shocked. And I know it would take a monumental comeback, but still it's three touchdowns. And with that quick strike ability and the ball, you'd think you'd go ahead and try, wouldn't you? But like you said, that's kind of a white flag.
Fourth down, yeah. I mean,
Because really at that point, do you care about the score? I mean, even if Lumen stops you and punches it in, is that
right?
Like, who cares? I don't understand that one.
Yeah, do we give up down here trying to keep it closer? Does that hurt playoff points if you lose by less? I don't know. They're going to probably be a playoff team. I can't imagine, but.
Yeah.
I think it's Clay in the backfield. Play action. No, they give it to the fullback. And that was not Clay. It was the freshman back there, Gatewood. He's looked really good as a freshman out there on the defense and when they've needed him on offense, too.
Yeah, he doesn't have that freshman body. Usually you can spot the freshman.
Mm-hmm.
He looks like he belongs.
3:14 remains. And the clock running, 54-34. Looks like it could end up being our final. It's not in Lumen Christie's nature to do much, but if the freshman gets a hand up and he breaks something, he will take it. I don't think there's any doubt about that. Wes Learned in motion. They give it to Gatewood, and he gets through the pocket. Cuts it to the right sideline. Still on his feet. Cuts it back in. Stand on his feet. Down to the 30. And boy... And that was a good-looking run late in this game, all the way down to the 28-yard line in prep territory. Gatewood. Looks like he's going to come out, and now we've got deep substitutions in there.
Gatewood, or what they're going to call him now around here, the future.
He's back in now. Looks like we've got Tommy King maybe going in to take some backfield carries, too. And let's see, is his grandma up here?
Is Benny Gaston just laughing like, hey, here goes your rushing average. Trust me.
Somebody else go in there.
Yeah, I think the King family is right underneath.
They're usually right here in front of us, and they don't shift around the seating order too often around here.
No, you have assigned seats. You don't break those.
You get a timeout, and it does look like it's actually going to be Sean Wilicki taking the snaps here for the final 2:21.
Oh,
who was it? I missed the number. Oh, JV.
Oh, JV guy. Kellen Quillen.
It's good to have these knowledgeable Lumen Christi alum and supporters up here in the booth to make sure we're aware. Although we could have had one Pontiac guy come over here and tell us who number 11 was.
Just a quick glance at the program. Although, is that JV, he's not on it, right?
Right. They don't do that update until much, much later. Quillen will take the snap, though. Deep back is Tommy King. 2:21 to play. Handoff goes to King. He's hit, but he'll get about two on that. Down to the 26. 27 is where they'll spot him, so we'll give him one. Third down and eight. Second down and eight.
You know King will not fumble because I'm fairly certain every King boy's hands are made of tar.
Genetically, it's biological.
They don't even have hands. They have tar. It's tar nubs.
Some sticky substance.
Because I know Gabe King had to have tar hands. He never dropped the ball.
No, I can't recall. We can't recall a time.
Actually, I hate to say it, I do recall time, but that's how impressive it was because his one drop, we made a big deal
right.
about it.
Like, it was a big deal that he did it one time.
Yep. Yeah.
You're right, I do recall now that you say it, that exact circumstance. Quillen making the snap, and that's going to be kind of a false start. Legal shift. Delay of game. Oh, you didn't get it off in time. Sometimes that's by design, although if they were just going to take the delay of game, they wouldn't have tried to snap it there late in the clock. But 90 seconds left, 54-34. Second down and 14. And Coach Herb Brogan with another W under his belt. Another good-looking Lumen Christi win against a powerhouse from the state. With the tough schedule, they got Grand Rapids Catholic Central next week. They look at that starting schedule. It looks like, you could be 3-0 and feel really great about yourself, or you could be 0-3 and, wondering how the rest of the season's going to go. Well, at least now they're looking at 1-1 and a chance to go out and beat a Catholic Central team here next week, and we'll be here for that coverage. We'll talk about it a little bit in the post game. And we're down to 71 seconds. Third down and about six, and that was another run by Gatewood. That was another explosive. Like, he looks electric when he's running the football.
He does. When I said the future, I don't think I'm joking.
I don't know how long we'll have to wait, except 296 with six touchdowns is hard to displace Paul Sadler, our likely player of the game. Although we'll have to wait till the post game to see for sure.
It's not official.
Stick around, yeah. 54-34 with 44 seconds. And they snap it, handoff in the middle. Powers is the ball carrier, according to our announcer up here in the booth, and that'll bring up fourth down, and they'll just let that go. Play clock is longer than the game clock, and the Titans feeling victory. 54-34, looks like it's going to be our final here. And 14 seconds, crowd on their feet. This win deserves an ovation. The Titans played great. Capitalized on mistakes from Pontiac Notre Dame Prep and get themselves a 54-34 win over the defending Division V state champions. I think it's a good night here at Lumen Christi High School. And we'll go ahead and take our last commercial break. And when we come back, we'll do some post-game and wrap things up. Again, our final score for Lumen Christi, 54-34 on WKHM. Final score for Lumen Christi.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at ISD. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Get a great deal on versatile Kubota equipment today, like the Kubota L-Series compact tractor, the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S., Z-Series mowers, and Sidekick utility vehicles. Stop by your local Kubota dealer today. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment with 0% financing available, or save up to $3,500. Now through September 30th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment, Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue, online at KubotaKings.com.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
Ding your car up in the grocery store parking lot? Trust Trips Collision in Jackson, Lansing, and East Lansing to get you back on the road and take the stress away. Trips prioritizes top-notch customer service with their state-of-the-art equipment to get you a quick turnaround. With a strong commitment to supporting the local community, they work for you. Next time you're in a fender bender, don't stress. Trips Collision, committed to quality repair and customer care. Schedule an appointment for a free estimate at tripscollision.com.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
Farmers are the roots that anchor our great state. You serve as stewards of the land and nourish all of us with your hard work. The Jenkins Insurance Group, your local Farm Bureau insurance agency. Thank Michigan farmers for what they do every day. When it comes to protecting your farms, they've been doing it for over 100 years. It's time to talk about how they can help you protect what matters most. Call 517-879-5171 or visit them online at jenkinsinsurance.com. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM and online at WKHM.com. And online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes in the post game here as the Titans are victorious 54-34, the final. And sort of a surprising outcome, Brian. Not that the Titans won, but that they won the way they did. First half got out to a lead and able to capitalize on a couple special teams errors from prep. And then the second half was just kind of trading blows. And at that point, if you're 2-3 scores down, you can't do that if you're prep. But they never really could figure out how to stop the Titans' running game. And what a day for Paul Sattler.
Wow. Yeah, and you say that as unexpected. Yes and no. We did expect to see some points.
Yeah.
And like you said, just some early turnovers by Pontiac that just put Lumen Christie in position to grab that 20-point lead and just never really relinquished it.
Pontiac Notre Dame prep next up against Gibraltar Carlson, a home game for them. So they get some home cooking next week to maybe bounce back from this loss. Meanwhile, Lumen Christie has got their work cut out for them. Grand Rapids Catholic Central is the next opponent. Titans are 3-5 all time against Grand Rapids Catholic Central. Their last meeting was in 1982, though, and Titans lost that one 10-0.
You did some digging, man.
I did. Yeah. You know, there's some good resources out there, and I was surprised that it had been that long. But in my head, I was thinking, but it was Grand Rapids West Catholic that I was thinking of instead of Grand Rapids Catholic Central. But nevertheless, should be a tough opponent. Another fun game here at Lumen Christie. We'll root for weather like we had today and maybe fewer cramps. But what an offensive performance from Sattler. We kind of wondered where the offense was going to come from with some of the players they lost to graduation last year. I think it was clear that it's going to be Sattler. It's going to be Benny Gaston. It's going to be Wes Learned. I think we'll have big games at times. Marion Clay. I think by the end of the year we're going to be seeing a lot more of Aiden Gatewood as he's looked electric there late in the game. And so it looks like they've answered all the questions. They filled all the spaces. It's not out of the question to say a fourth state title could be coming in the future, but they got a lot of work between now and then. But really it was our questions in our first game with Lumen this year were answered, I think, info.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you have Cadell Williams for the last couple of years, and you're thinking, wow, this is just a special talent. How are you going to replace that? Because that's not the kind of talent you just replace. But 296 yards and six touchdowns later, I think Sattler is answering some of those questions, and I'm not saying he is Cadell Williams. That was just a really good game. But, boy, was that a good game.
Yeah, and definitely a different running style, but no less effective. And I think that was, we said it right away, we speculated, and then it just continued to be confirmed throughout the game. The Sattler's got excellent vision. He finds those holes quickly. He doesn't have to do a lot of fancy footwork. He makes one cut, and he goes. And if he makes the right call, and he seems to do that a lot, it could turn into huge gains. And he's definitely got the speed, and he finishes his runs with power. And I wouldn't expect anything less from a Titans running back.
Yeah, and let's not forget about that Titans offensive line either. I mean, we're talking about his numbers, but you don't do that without – I mean, how many times did we see Statler go at least 5 or 6 yards before even the first hand was upon him?
Yeah. The blocking scheme was effective and well executed. I just enjoyed watching. It's really great to be back out watching high school football again. I saw a game last week between Jackson and Western, and certainly a fun game, entertaining game, but definitely not on the level of football that we saw today. And maybe they get there by the end of the year. But the second game of the year, two defending state championship teams. So what do you? Different players, graduation, but the programs are sound. And even though Notre Dame Prep's going to have to drive home tonight and with this loss hanging over their head, they didn't play badly and they didn't look bad. And they're going to be a tough out, and I'm sure they're going to be a factor when the playoffs roll around.
You know, in golf, Scottie Scheffler is so good at bounce back birdies. You know, he'll make a bogey and bounce back. Well, I think Lumen Christi had a bounce back win right here. Not that they lose very often. And that loss last week was not, like, by any means a bad loss.
Right.
But it's still a loss, and you know that doesn't sit well
right.
with the coaching staff or the players. So how about a little bounce-back win against a really tough opponent tonight where, you know, most people thought this game would be back and forth?
And I don't want to add any pressure, and I don't want to put this pressure on. And it's only speculation. I can't say a thing with certainty. But we got a Lumen Christi team that's been to Ford Field 3 straight years and won 3 straight times, and you come in. Do you want to be the team that doesn't go, that doesn't keep it going? You know, there's
right?
pressure on them that's
yeah.
different than other programs, and I don't think that they handle it poorly at all. I think, matter of fact, it drives this program to continue to be excellent. And tonight they honored the 1975 state champions and the first undefeated state championship here, and this can't be an undefeated state championship team, but it can be a state championship team, and that's all, that always seems to be the goal for the Titans, and it's a special place to be for a program, and they live up to it every day.
Yeah. I'd like to be in the locker room and to get a feel for their beliefs, because, you know, you hear some people say, oh, well, they're going to take a step back. We lost a lot to graduation and stuff. I'd like to know what these players really think. Like, are they thinking, yeah, we do have the pressure we have to, or are they just, hey, we're going to show everybody, and you kind of get the feeling with tonight's performance, that's their mindset. Like,
yeah.
You can say what you want. We lost a lot of players, but, hey, we have Sattler. We don't need Cadell. You know, like that
right.
kind of thought.
Right, and maybe a little bit of, like, the coaching staff's so good at this that they're focused on not state championship in November, winning this week, winning tonight,
yeah.
you know, and now – we got the win. What do? Take a day off, and then we're back at it again. You know, I think that's probably more the mindset, is that they're not thinking much further ahead than the next game.
Well, I'll go a step further. I'm guessing their thing is they're going to win each play. Like,
yeah.
they're not even thinking about the game or a quarter. Let's go out and win this next play. And they do. They do more times than not, that's for sure.
Shout out to GOC hooking us up with a few scores. Again, Chelsea beat Jackson tonight. I think we had 35-14 the final there. Traverse City Central beat Western. Northwest falls to Adrian late in that one, 24-21. And Jonesville with a win. And I think they were, gosh, I know I've got it here. And I should know. Jonesville beat Grass Lake. But Grass Lake, after getting dominated last week, 38-34 is not a bad loss for the Warriors here, but 0-2 to start that campaign. And Michigan Center looked like they were going to handle things and finish that one off, and I think they had a, 28-6 lead or something to that extent.
And all my fellow Royal fans still hanging on, 2-1 lead, top of the eighth. Let's go.
Tigers, meanwhile, bottom of the ninth, last chance trailing 7-5 against the White Sox. You can't lose a series to the White Sox.
And the Chargers taking care of business 13-6 over the Chiefs at half. You'll like that.
I do like
that. But my mom will not. Big Chiefs fan.
Oh, wow. Man, that almost makes me want to like the Chiefs. Janice Haynes is rarely wrong. All right, well, we'll wrap it up from here. Again, all the scores tomorrow from the area on Sports Saturday with Luke Moorhead. Make sure you don't miss that. And we'll be back at it next week. Lima Christi Titans and Grand Rapids Catholic Central. Same bat time, same bat station. Brian, you want to show up for that? Two in a row?
I will be here.
54-34, the final. Lima Christi wins here on WKHM. Have a great rest of your night.
Our live coverage of Jackson area football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com is brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain, Omni, The Brokerage House, Brooklyn Plumbing Heating and Air Conditioning, Tom Coffee Soft Water, Jackson Public Schools, Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, Kelly Express Mart, Performance Automotive Northwest, Grimes Plumbing, Blue Ox Credit Union, Will Be Transit Mix, Form Energy Drink, Aeroquip Credit Union, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Farm Bureau Jenkins Insurance Agency, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, Alro Metals and Plastics, Trips Collision Center, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, Industrial Steel Treating, King's Equipment, and Double Chiropractic.